poppin'. It's the Tuesday show. Trudy's here. Mark, Brandon, Zoobs, pizza's on the way, which is huge.
Oh, Brandon's going to be pumped.
And the Drew and Mike store is open.
Yeah.
And killercares.org. Killercares.org for the auction items for the big charity push for December. And the event is Thursday night in, it's in Kegel Harbor.
The Lodge Bar and Grill.
Why don't I know this by now? This is the 19th time we've done this.
How do you get there when you go?
I have no idea. I think, you know what? I think I just go.
It's very easy to get there, no matter what.
I guess I'd put it in my GPS, and I'd be okay. Right. But I feel like I end up going Old Orchard, Orchard Lake, which is not
Orchard
the best.
Lake, yeah.
It's not the best way for me to go.
Yeah, but you do end up there.
You do end up there.
On
yeah.
Lake.
You can't miss it.
Yeah.
So, a couple things from yesterday that I wanted to hit. Got some feedback on TED Talk.
Oh, good.
Like exactly as I thought, people being forced to go to TED Talks by work. And
which ones? Did they name any?
Not really.
Worst.
Just that it was incredibly dreamweavery. There was just a total dreamweaver.
I think that's what a TED Talk's supposed to be. It's supposed to be boring, right? Because everyone I've seen starts really boring.
Are they supposed to be? Like, that's what they tell you?
Yeah, I think so, because they all are.
You know, isn't it amazing? Doesn't it seem like workplaces now, they have to tell you everything. They have to tell you how to act. They have to tell you how to treat women. They have to tell you how to treat people of color. They have to treat, what jokes you can and can't tell. Or else they'll get sued when you whip your dick out at the Christmas party. The employees. I mean, isn't TED Talk and Jonah Stillman and all this stupid shit people have to listen to? Is anybody responsible to know anything when they go to work anywhere anymore?
No.
No. It's every business's fault.
That is the motto of the soft USA.
We don't have
to know anything.
I just want to say that because a couple people mentioned that the how did they describe it? They're just sort of describing their TED Talks as a lot of them being very PC.
Yeah.
Or inspirational.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that.
I was
too
horrible.
Sensitive.
And now I'm really smart and made millions of dollars.
On the boner
you're not
going
to believe. Oh, I was just going to mention. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Brandon.
On the boner line, we received word of a TED Talk that we needed to check out from Joey Harrington.
Oh, no. Really?
I watched. How long did I make it through that?
You got about maybe
5 minutes? Okay.
Maybe
I'll take three.
Three to five minutes.
What were people for? Because no one would show up for that. I want to know, what were people forced to hear from Joey Harrington? Because has anyone actually attended a TED Talk on their own? Does anyone actually go, oh, there's a TED Talk. I've just got to go. I've never heard anyone ever say that.
No, because no one ever has.
I don't think they have.
It's totally woke to say you watch them, though.
Joey Harrington's was on the perceptions of perfection. And
he does it in Portland, though, where it's going to be a favorable crowd because he went to University of Oregon.
He's a hero there.
Out there and,
what is he talking about?
He's talking about Instagram and how, you know, the pictures are fake and that's not real life.
Yeah, did you know most people stage Instagram photos? And
really?
Yeah, oh, thank God Joey Harrington gave a TED Talk.
We didn't get into the meat of it. He might have talked about more, but
he does take a shot at Kim Kardashian in it.
Mark bailed early.
Ooh.
It was so boring.
Okay, here's Joel said I had to suffer through three required TED Talks. Like I mentioned, this place of business. They're completely ridiculous. None of them pertain to my job whatsoever. Totally slanted toward left-leaning politics and pisses a lot of my coworkers off. The last two said he had to eat edibles to get through it.
Nice. All right.
And completely dreamweavered, but I did laugh. Just want to share that with you. Great show. My sides hurt from laughing at your laughter during the Sal and Richard prank call. Too damn funny. Yeah. I tell you, the other call is just as funny, if not more. Oh, my God. Was that funny?
We were listening to
Mark listened to a ton of them after the
and
show.
Then,
the swap shops are just.
Yeah, those are really
good. They're so good.
They're really good. You know, why isn't there. Shouldn't that be like on CD? Not on CD, though. Shouldn't that be available?
YouTube.
I'm sure it will be. For now, it's always being replayed on like Howard 101. So
I should be making money off those calls. They're
that
good.
Eventually they will, especially when the show ends.
He is. They're as good as Crank Yankers. They're better than Crank Yankers. They're better than who were the Jerky Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I listened to some
Jerky Boys
recently.
Too.
I laughed pretty hard.
Really?
I was a little surprised. Yeah, some of it seemed dated, but
they're a big inspiration in my youth.
They are inspiring.
I laughed during The Irishman when they introduced Frank Rizzo, mayor of Philadelphia, because I was that's where they got that name all the time. The
tough guy, Frank Rizzo. Such a dick.
He was a dick. But it's a big dick.
A hilariously funny dick. Frank Rizzo. So TED Talks, and then I wanted to also mention from yesterday that The Irishman, does it seem like everybody's talking about The Irishman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not really getting many people behind My Separated at Birth. Robert De Niro at the end of The Irishman when he's really, really old, and Red Fox when he's really, really old.
I see it. I think so.
I'm looking for support.
Spoiler alert.
Where's the support? Don't people have my back like everybody else has everybody else's back?
I got your back.
Thank you.
Regarding that.
And let's do this.
You know, it's the nose and the mouth. You know this part? Where he looks like Red Fox.
Yeah, it is. It is the nose. Right.
It's a lot in the nose.
Trudy, you have the new Roche stuff?
It's Cyber Monday there, too.
Oh, Cyber Monday. Who?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, Dr. Roche is offering incredible specials for Cyber Monday on all cosmetic surgery procedures, medical-grade skincare products, and featured procedures. In fact, so many, we don't have time to mention all of the surgery specials. There are too many to list. Every surgery special is on special. So you can call 248-338-1110 to schedule a consultation. Also, just to mention a few, BBL Broadband Light, all of those treatments are really good for rejuvenating you. It's non-invasive, and it's only $1,000 for 6 treatments of 2 different types of broadband light, regularly $23.25. And skin rejuvenation products they have there as well. Medical grade skincare stuff. Purchase a skin rejuvenation package and get a free microdermabrasion for $100 plus gift certificates, because it is the Christmas season. And so that means you can give away something beautiful for other people as well.
Oh, microdermabrasion. That seems like an old process, but it's really good.
It is. It just tears your old skin off.
You can't believe how great your skin is.
Yeah, it's nice and fresh underneath. What I can't believe is
I don't have a computer, so I don't know
how much crappy old skin we just put up with having.
It's really gross. I had a friend that sold vacuum cleaners, and one of his demonstrations, this is briefly, like when he was much younger, and one of his demonstrations was to vacuum, I think it was sheets, like Lou say, pull your covers off, let me vacuum the sheets, to show how much dead skin there was.
Oh, gross.
On the sheets.
He's supposed to get his wiener in there.
Oh, yeah, he totally banged that.
Boy. Some people saying the holidays are time for caring, sharing, giving gifts to the ones we love. Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone. Yes, it's a plan for everyone on the 2019 models. And who cares about buying a year-old model when it's a new car anyway?
Yeah.
I never care. How about the, let's see, where am I? Oh, Lisa 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. If it's Jeeps, Lisa 20 Jeep Cherokee All Limited Wheel Drive for just $189 a month.
How about that?
Or you can lease the 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month.
How about that?
Celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed, only at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com. So you know you're already ahead on that one.
Sometimes there's really nothing you can do about it. It's the price you have to pay.
And
he's so full of
Michael.
Great advice.
Is Grow Green coming back?
Yes, not this week.
But today is an important day.
Yeah,
I know.
Yesterday, actually,
I was reading about all the they said, "Oh my God, they sold $221,000 worth of pot," and I was like, "That's all the first day."
What's more,
the
expensive?
Lines were 10 miles long.
Yeah.
1 ounce of Purple Opal, 2 ounces of Fisherman's Friend, and a half ounce of Alabama Kush.
It was a nice mellow line. And
there's only 3 stores open?
Why
is this so hard? I mean, honest, isn't this silly?
Yeah, it's
very
silly.
Smoking Reaper.
And one store runs out.
Mm-hmm.
Another store has to close with 200 people in line.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I did read about Nick St. Ange, who spent $400
Yeah,
on several bags of mint Milano and Headmaster Kush flour. This will last me a while, he's quoted as saying.
Way more people enjoy marijuana than you think, okay?
He drove all the way to Ann Arbor from Clinton Township, too, to
get
it. Oh,
he did?
Are you surprised how many cities are just saying, nah?
Yes, I am.
I'm very surprised.
Kind of pissed.
There's a lot of money being left on the table.
So what I kind of wonder is, did John Sinclair, because he was the first person to be served there, right? Symbolically?
Well, let's, for the young people in the audience, John Sinclair was the manager of the MC5. Mm. And the Stooges, yeah. And was also a White Panther Party member, which probably did not help the MC5.
Right.
Probably caused them a lot of trouble, actually. And he was a manager, and he plays blues, and he's a poet, and he's a little bit of everything.
And his wife's a photographer. Here. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's an incredibly cool guy, and he got busted because he was a White Panther Party member. Is that the heat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been very loud. I don't know
new
why.
Furnace. Mm.
I thought it was supposed to be quieter. Should we turn the heat down? It'll probably be boiling any second. Anyway, because he was a White Panther Party member, and the White Panthers supported the Black Panthers.
Right. Yeah. It's not like you would think it was now.
No.
White.
So the FBI's all over them.
Yeah.
And the band got mixed up in this, too. It was politics and rock did not mix well in this case.
Right.
They caught him with two joints, and he got 10 years.
Whoa.
Until
seems
the big
fair.
Concert at Chrysler Arena. I mean, can you believe that happened?
That's dope.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Doesn't this seem wild?
Yes. Yeah.
And John Lennon writes a song about him and comes and plays?
Right. So he's played the long game from the 60s to be the first person in line the day it's legalized.
He deserved it.
But do you think...
Trudy, it's his big I told you so moment.
I know.
Yeah. How cool is that? After all that time.
It should be his only comment when people talk to him. I told you so.
Did you think he had sticker shock when he got to the front of the line? Well, he was the front of the line. But when he got in the doors, do you think... I'm like, oh my God, I never thought it cost that much.
You know, you're probably right.
Back in the old days, there were nickel bags and, you know, stuff like that. So you could get...
Yeah, I remember when a dime bag cost a dime.
So does Ann Arbor get... money, they get some of the tax money, right?
Are there city taxes that are collected? I don't know.
I don't know why the city would approve or disapprove of it unless there was some. I mean, there's got to be some incentive, right?
There's got to be, yeah.
Just stop this song.
Why? It's not repetitive or anything.
It's a cool sound of guitar.
They had pizza deliveries.
Melon did a John Sinclair song? Sorry, Trudy.
I'm sorry. They had pizza deliveries to the lines, too, so.
That guy was smart.
Hungry Howie's guy. Really 10 smart. Bucks a slice.
That is nice.
Everybody's jacking these stoners around.
I know.
We do have John Sinclair's number. Should we call him real quick?
Hey, we can give him a shot.
Hall Financial Hotline open.
So he told I told you so.
See where his head's at, man.
We should see if it comes out of his mouth. If not, we'll put it there. And... our Hall Financial friends, of course, you love them because here we are in December and mortgage interest rates remain as low as they've been at any point this year. A lot of people feel like, did I miss the boat on refinancing to save money for the next, 25 years or so? No. Rates remain super low, although the news doesn't report it as much because the news is fake. No, that's not the Hall copy. Hall Financial takes special care of the podcast listeners. We all know that. And they've closed, the last 22 closings, 17 were ready to close in 10 days or less. Incredible turn times, immediate results. Hall Financial. Whoa. Save money
nice.
On a refi. And they do sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline also.
Just reached out to so many.
Yes. Now, this is pretty loose. We have nothing set up with John Sinclair. Do we?
Brandon, why don't you want to play the John Sinclair song?
Oh, it's kind of cool hippie music.
This sounds more up John Sinclair's alley. I think he got off on John Lennon doing a song about him, but...
He's afraid to admit it sucks.
There were so many pot songs back then.
I know.
One took over the line. It was a big hit.
I almost dialed Larry Sinclair.
Oh, that would have been great, too.
Oh, wow.
Good conference.
Wait, didn't Larry die?
Yeah, he did. I wonder who has his number.
That'd be cool to find out.
Hello.
John Sinclair?
Yes.
It's the Drew and Mike Show.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we wanted to call and congratulate you on being first in line to buy pot.
Oh, thanks. That was fun.
Did you get cutsies or did you wait in line that whole time?
Oh, no, I don't wait in line.
They gave him 10 for 2. You should have been. I mean,
no, we had arrangements made in front.
You should.
Oh,
good.
Nice.
Was the
waited long enough all those years?
Yeah, he did wait a long time. He wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Now, Mark is sitting here saying that you don't like the John Lennon song about you, and I said I don't believe that.
No, like it. What do you mean?
I think Mark doesn't like it.
I think you were honored by it, but
yeah.
But maybe it could have been a little better.
I've heard it so many times.
Yeah. See. Okay. I'll accept that as agreeing with me.
John, have there been any? Have you had a general comment? There's something we are expecting you to say. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but have you had a general comment about all these years, you going to jail for, you're supposed to get 10 years for two joints, and now here you are buying pot in line legally?
Yeah, it's good. That's better.
We were looking for I Told You So.
You were right.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, but that was 50 years ago, you see, so.
What a long time,
though. Yeah, right.
Are you enjoying some?
Yeah, there's sheer idiocy. Yeah.
It is. It never should have taken this long. And, John, I was pissed that it was there were only 3 stores open.
Well, that's part of your licensing idiocy.
Yeah.
So are you behind maybe changing that? Are you
John's a manager.
I don't think the state should receive anything at all. I think they should be paying us for the crimes they committed toward us during all these years.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
John, are you enjoying the pot?
I think to give them $60,000 to apply for a license is purely criminal.
Is it 60 grand?
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. That's just the state. 6 to the municipality.
Huh. Mm. Wow.
John sounds so schooled on the topic. Not surprisingly.
Yeah, no.
John, how many strains or strands, what was it, strains or strands, are named after you?
Strains.
Oh, that I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Is there a John Sinclair weed? There should be.
Yeah, there is. Oh, in Amsterdam.
So there's at least one.
In Holland.
Holland?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you get royalties? Wouldn't you want a royalty for that? Or is it just because you...
Well, they give me something, you know.
Yeah, Trudy Stoners will never figure out royalties. Are you kidding me? John, I bet you've been to the Cannabis Cup even.
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
Oh, quite a few.
Cool. Are you stoned right now? Are you smoking some of the pot you bought yesterday?
Yeah.
How is it?
Good.
It sounds good.
How is it quality-wise? Is it good?
Okay, yeah.
Right?
It's pretty old joints. You know.
What do you think about all these newfangled ways of ingesting pot, like from edibles?
Well,
or
I don't do any of that. Well, I'll take some edibles.
Yeah, but no vaping?
No. None of that stuff where you have to buy a lot of extra equipment.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you twist up a nice joint and just smoke it?
One-handed?
That's what I do.
That's what I thought.
Did you envision when you were fighting for this in the 60s that it would be this expensive when it finally became legal?
Well, I never thought of that part of us. I'm not in the business, you know.
Right.
John, you were a business manager for the MC5 and the Stooges.
That was 50 years ago also. Mm.
Okay. Well, I hope we're not harshing your buzz, by the way.
No, I'm all right.
We're excited to call, and you know, you're first in line and everything. She's only fitting. Who else should have been at the front of the line, in your opinion? Anybody?
No one.
I don't know. I mean, I don't worry about any of that. These guys called me up and said they wanted me to be the first one, and I said, great, I'd be honored to do it.
I thought maybe,
so
you
they
know.
They arranged it, and they took me there and everything.
Oh, cool. Did they get you a limo or anything?
I don't need no limo.
Did they, You're pretty low-key, but did they convince you to try to get involved with the programs, or are you just laid back and...
Doesn't take much to convince me to have a joint.
Yeah, John's involved in smoking the product.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey,
I'm predisposed.
You know, without getting anybody in trouble, is there any... I'm trying to get him to drop some names here. Some really cool people that you've gotten high with. Maybe they've passed away, or they wouldn't care just because there's so much history in you, John Sinclair. And this is history in Michigan, legal pot.
Well, I haven't smoked legal pot with too many people yet.
No, I mean, when it wasn't legal. Like, have you smoked with Tommy Chong?
Oh, come on.
I don't think so. No? I brought him here years ago, 72. I brought him a teacher.
We probably
got high together then.
How many of the Beatles have you gotten high with?
John Lennon.
Just one?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Now, last time we talked to you, you had a coffee shop or something in Detroit.
I was trying to open a coffee shop. It didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I mean, whatever. You've been working really hard on this, and you got this done. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're really enjoying that weed, and it was a nice honor. And we're happy for you, John.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Congratulations.
Is the blues band playing anywhere anytime soon?
Not right now. I'm injured, so.
Oh.
I broke my shoulder.
Oh.
Sorry to hear that.
I felt my walker collapsed underneath me, and I fell down and broke my shoulder.
Oh, that's terrible.
So I'm kind of on a low-key rehab program.
Yeah. Well, the weed will be good for that, John.
Yeah.
Always.
Hey, it's great talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay.
Get well.
Bye.
I've never heard anybody so baked.
No, he was really baked.
Oh my God.
No, but I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
Well, I get addicted to it or something?
It's not habit forming.
I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not going to make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better. It
sounds kind of expensive.
It's the cheapest drug there is.
Sweet Jesus.
Nice.
It's another one-hit wonder. Brewer and Shipley. No, wait. Did they do... I was thinking they did one of the video game songs.
No, you're... you're thinking of...
That's not Brewer and Shipley.
Pac-Man Fever, which is... oh, my God. I can't believe I'm Donald Blank.
We interviewed him.
I'm so mad.
And many other...
Buckner and Garcia.
Buckner and Garcia.
There you go. Since you asked.
Great song.
Oh, my God.
Smoke weed every day.
I was looking at the Rolling Stone had a list of the greatest weed theme songs of all time.
Cool.
Sweet Leaf in there?
I'm sure it is.
You know what? That occurred to me, only I listened to that song a million times where I was like, Ozzy's into weed, you know? You always think of him as being the devil, but it's...
Yeah, Ozzy's a lot mellower than he let on.
They do it mainly by chronological order. Got to Get You Into My Life is a weed song.
Yeah, that's a weed song.
I know that.
Really?
Yeah. Hi.
That just, I never thought about it. Rainy Day Women.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody Must Get Stoned.
Oh, that's
Bob Dylan.
On Toke Over the Line. Sweet Leaf. Roll Another Number. Neil Young.
I don't remember that.
That one either. Peter Tosh, Legalize It. Not the best weed song.
Is there really any point in including Peter Tosh or Bob Marley in this category? There's too many songs.
Rick James did Mary Jane.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was a little bummed to hear he broke his shoulder. He said he fell.
His walker collapsed on him.
That's
not good because remember he was playing
my
blues.
Shoulder.
Yeah.
Was he playing blues last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked to him then. And now he's in a walker and John's getting
fine.
Up there.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. I hope somebody's
flammable.
Yeah, I think he's
he's got his medicine.
He does have some amazing way of keeping on keeping on.
Need some rest.
Tenacious.
He keeps on keeping on. But he's got to be close to 80, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you look him up?
Sure. Well, it's been 50 years since
He was the manager. The manager's got to be a little older than the band, right?
He's 78.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
He's a sharp guy.
Manager back
And, you know, he seems to stay current. Every time I read about him, he's got something new going on. The coffee shop was just a while ago.
Yeah.
Don't believe that. I'm not a manager bullshit. He managed two crazy bands. at their craziest.
Yeah, one of them still in the running for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
See,
yeah, you know,
but at the bottom of the list as usual.
I'm really wondering if they'll ever get in.
I don't think they will,
because all these stupid bands have these giant fan clubs.
Yeah,
and the MC5, you know, they're so influential that it's really the musicians, I think, that appreciate the MC5 more than the stupid fans.
Number one. Dave Matthews Band.
What?
Yeah.
Are they they're leading the vote?
They had the most votes, then Pat Benatar, and then Doobies.
Pat Benatar? And she's fine. I mean, I'm not knocking her, but...
But not exciting.
MC5 were something really different. I mean, they made rock and roll really heavy.
Yeah.
After Cream, or around the time of Cream, but they were heavy. And I gotta tell you, watching video of them play, they were really... something. And yeah. I never got it until I finally saw a couple of videos of them playing live. I think one was at Wayne State. And pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Wayne Kramer is something else.
How long ago was that?
You mean the video of the
MC5? State, yeah.
That was like 1970, I think, or 69.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today.
I really didn't care. I was just trying to keep the topic alive to find the drop.
Wait, does Mark really care about this? That's a weird question.
Couldn't get the drop.
You do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Tell me that wasn't worth it.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
God.
So, let's see. Have I mentioned MyBookie? I have not.
No.
You should go to MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag. Promo code's Drew. If you want to bet on... We got championship games this weekend.
Yeah.
There's Brandon's Lock of the Week, which will be coming up. Mm-hmm. And I got an email from Lisa today who saw the no-brainer bet, you know, Lions-Bears. She's like,
yeah.
Well, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And she bet on the Bears, the smart thing to do, and she lost.
Yeah.
So now she's like, well... What do I do now?
You bet it again. Double
so
it.
So I forwarded it to Brandon to hopefully come up with some extra locks of the week.
So it's a one-time rollover, so you do have to bet it again. I mean, it said in the instructions.
I know.
Which is fine. I was telling Brandon.
I felt bad she didn't double her paycheck, though. It was the best chance she'll ever have.
I told Brandon, I said, what she could do is just find a plus 100, minus 100 bet and bet both sides.
Should we
lose one, win one, and then you break even, take your money back?
Should we put Pat Levy, Parlay Pat, in touch with Lisa?
Yes, yeah.
MyBookie.ag.
Make it his problem.
I think he'll take it on with relish.
He will.
He'll enjoy the mentions.
Yeah. He'll convince her to bet more. Before you know it, she's going to be Parlay Lisa.
The parlays are pretty cheap, though, generally. Pat, and this is why Pat is in the celebrity net worth. He bets $9, and he makes $800. It's crazy.
Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty.
Parlay Pat's got a lot going on. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. And you can bet on fantasy. You can bet on anything. You can bet on soccer. But I think I'm going to be betting on the championship games this weekend. What are the best games? We got Ohio State,
Ohio
Wisconsin.
State, yeah. LSU and Georgia, right, for the SEC?
Oh.
Clemson, Virginia.
Oh. That'll be a snooze, I think. I can't see.
Hey, no game is a snooze when you bet the line.
Oh, the app. No, you're right.
Or the over.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. I saw this trending, and Brandon was talking about it too. First, I saw Van Halen trending. I'm like, why is Van Halen trending on Twitter? It's ridiculous. And it's because Billie Eilish, Trudy's favorite singer,
Whisper.
Was it Jimmy Fallon was asking?
No.
Kimmel.
Kimmel.
Do you know who Madonna is?
I do know who Madonna is.
You know, can you name a Van Halen?
Who?
I'm going to start crying.
No, she's 19.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised that she didn't know who Van Halen was. I don't think her music sounds a lot like Van Halen, to be honest.
They're such a staple of rock, though.
I know.
And she acts like she's a rock. I mean, she loves Green Day, right? Isn't that the whole thing?
She does.
How much she loves Green Day. Maybe. Think her brother would have introduced her to Van Halen.
Yeah, but they were both homeschooled. They're kind of at the mercy of whoever homeschooled them because they don't have,
pretty small world.
I guess you just expect a musician to know a lot about the best of music.
And
the biggest in music.
Too. I do, too. And most of them do.
Yeah.
And so when I saw the Van Halen trending, it was trending twice. And so I went to the second one, and I punched up this interview Eddie Van Halen gave, where the point was, okay, go ahead, give Billie Eilish crap for not knowing what's going on with Van Halen, but Eddie Van Halen says he doesn't listen to any music, not even the radio. He prefers the sound of the motor to hearing music on radio, which his wife bitches about.
What?
Yeah. He's not familiar with Radiohead's music, Metallica, Guns N' Roses even.
Why is he a Tool then?
I know. I thought he sounded like kind of an ass in a way. It's almost like he was trying to put people down. Because then I read. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, shut up, Eddie.
I looked up some older stuff and I saw where, oh, there's Van Halen covering the Beatles. There's Eddie talking about the Dave Clark Five. So, you know, as a high school kid, he did have his music growing up, but it sounded like he loves his own music so much that he only listens to what he's creating.
This is, wow. I dig this.
He knows one Ozzy Osbourne song. One.
Wow.
Crazy Train. He did acknowledge that he was a Clapton maniac in high school. He loved Eric Clapton.
Well, so did he just stop listening to music when he became a star?
That's what it sounded like. He's bought one album since 1985.
What was it, do they say?
Peter Gabriel, So. Really?
Oh, I have that too.
Great album.
I have that too.
Wait, what if he saw John Cusack holding the boombox and went out and bought it next day? Wouldn't that be embarrassing? If that's why he bought the one album?
That wouldn't surprise me.
So there was a lot of interesting stuff in this story. It was from 2015 in Billboard, and it mentioned Gary Cherone, which we never hear about Gary Cherone. I was so fascinated when he started talking about it in the interview that I actually went online to watch Van Halen with Gary Cherone.
Oh, God.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, a live performance.
Wait, did you watch it on YouTube?
Well, here's the thing.
I did.
See, there's a reason that they should ban YouTube.
There was not much YouTube of Gary Cherone.
There wasn't much.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch them play Gary Cherone songs or Gary singing other Van Halen
Gary
songs?
Singing other Van Halen
exactly.
songs. That was about all he did. And you know what? He hit the notes.
Sure.
He sang Roth and he sang Sammy.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a lot better than I thought it would be. And Eddie was playing great. Eddie looked kind of sober, if that's possible, in 98. I know he tried to get sober a few times. But anyway, yeah. He said that...
Not drinking the Kool-Aid.
He really likes Gary Cherone, but he said when they got ready to go out on tour, Gary said, hey, check out my outfit. And it was like, it's like this John Travolta suit with big lapels.
What?
And a crazy jacket. And Eddie said, that's when I thought this is not going to work. And it did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not his first rock band either. So why wouldn't he know that that wasn't cool?
Wear that outfit again.
He's really, really isolated. I mean, he's just, he and Alex.
Well, no, I mean Gary Cherone.
Oh, Gary Cherone.
He's in other rock bands.
You know,
so.
He has to be in Van Halen. What are you
going
to do?
So he's like going into his closet going, what would be cool?
I make him wear whatever I think he's going to look the best in.
Why wouldn't he wear a tank top and blue jeans like Eddie?
I know.
I mean, just
yeah, don't overthink.
Wait a sec. David Lee Roth fronted this band and he's got a problem with Cherone.
Well, it looked kind of ridiculous.
Yes!
I'm fine. If I
but
couldn't
so did
see
every
him.
Single thing David Lee Roth wore, which is why we love him.
And he said, and Eddie said that. He said he was a clown, but he was our clown, and it worked.
Yeah.
And
he's the person who introduced yoga pants to the world, and for that, all women love him.
How else was he going to jump?
Is there talk?
Yeah!
Does anybody know, is Van Halen going out next year? Is there any plans whatsoever?
No idea.
It seems like Eddie's turning into Jimmy Page. He's got nobody to go out with.
Well,
he's got Alex and he's got Wolfie, but you got to have the singer.
I thought that he was the reason that the whole thing was sort of stuck.
Yeah.
Was Eddie.
Well, he's
but he
sick
and Alex,
right now,
he and Alex are in a feedback loop. They don't sort of go outside of their bubble. Kind of.
No, you're right.
And that's what Sammy said all the time, that they would just be in there drinking, guzzling wine out of the bottle. And
I was surprised how just flippy he was
I'm
about everything.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
The crap he said about Michael Anthony, and this was very public, that Michael Anthony, he had to show him every bass part, which Sammy said was total BS. But then I'd forgotten that he said his backup vocals weren't that great. That was me and him. And he doesn't sing with any soul. Why is he so mad? And, oh, Do you remember why he was mad at Michael Anthony? Allegedly, why other people thought he said all that stuff? Mm-mm. Because Michael Anthony didn't call him when he was in the hospital with cancer the first time.
Allegedly. What?
Or when his mother died.
Oh.
And his friendship with Sammy.
Now, well, that's what I always thought it was. He chose that side. He chose the Sammy side.
I don't think he chose sides, though. I think he was just friends with Sammy. I don't know. Michael Anthony seems very innocent in all this.
Wait,
but
why would Michael Anthony be jealous?
I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.
Why would he be jealous of Eddie's friendship with Sammy? And then he goes,
no,
up.
He was jealous of Michael Anthony's friendship with Sammy. He didn't like that.
Oh, that, yeah.
I was disloyal.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's, and then they formed a
and
group.
The only thing I could think of as I read that was like, oh, he makes Michael Anthony sound like kind of a schlub. And then I thought, wait a second. When somebody dies in Michael Anthony's family, does Eddie call Michael Anthony?
No.
I bet she doesn't.
No.
No. But you got to call Eddie.
Because he's the king of the band. Right?
It's crap. Alex sounds like a real rabble rouser. What's this kid in the band? He said, insists he's a better bass player.
No.
Alex?
He insists that. Eddie insists that Wolfie's
oh,
a better
Eddie,
bass player
Eddie
than
says,
Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, Wolfie, by the way, jumped into the Billie Eilish dispute.
He did.
Great.
No, he was cool about it.
Yeah.
He said, if you haven't heard of Billie Eilish, go check her out. She's cool. If you haven't heard of Van Halen, check them out, too. They're cool, too. Music is supposed to bring us together,
oh,
not divide
God,
us.
Shut
oh.
up.
Listen to what you want and don't shame
he's
others
so
for not
woke.
Knowing what you like.
Do you think he really sounds like that?
I'm kind of pissed.
He sounds like a skinny guy when you do him.
Music is supposed to bring us together. You can take the Billy Eilish.
Oh, boy.
Wolfie.
Music and food bring people together.
Let's see. God, there's so many little things going on. I want to kind of get around to a lot of them, but
I can't believe that Denby and Almont are still in the news.
I know. Did you read the story? Brandon gave me the Saginaw paper story.
Ooh, well, that's going to be slanted.
And the Detroit, I believe it's a Detroit News story that I read today, and I wrote a couple things down because it just sounded so silly. First of all, let's see. I think there was chanting. Mm-hmm. Is there chanting?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Almont protesters were at Ford Field. They had a megaphone. And one woman, a Denby fan, was confronting the Almont fans.
Yeah.
And she had a sign that said, prosecute Almont for hate crimes, support Denby school. But she spelled
Almont wrong.
Yeah, spelled Almont, A-L-M-O-T. And it was like a typed out thing, too.
Yeah.
So
wouldn't you, if you saw that, go, oh, I'll
Oops.
Prosecute Almont. Who's that?
She also... it's hard to hear, so I won't even replay the audio, but she was yelling at this group of fans, you know, you're going to spit on me? You're going to call me the N-word?
Here's the
you going to call me a monkey?
I think this is the video. Let's see. I mean, she's really confronting them.
And she won't leave.
Stand in the aisle. How about that? Someone yelled, how about that at
her.
Throw garbage on me like you did those kids.
How about that?
It's great to have that confrontation where people are like, move on, because you know, that's never going to happen. And she's like, I'm going to stay right here, and she's in the aisle, and that's never going to happen.
She also said there's about 100 of us coming.
Oh, my God.
Us? No. Denby people, I guess. Anyway, so let's see what the...
I wonder, like, was she there?
I wondered the same thing, because if she was there...
Was she a product of the outrage on Twitter and just decided she...
Well, it sounds to me
side.
Like if she was there, and I watched another video today, another kind of Wild Track video. If she was there, she'd know it was a couple people that might have yelled something. And that's about it.
And I think they pinpointed the person that did the spitting was from somebody out of town. That was nothing to do
that's
with
a stand, that's a boilerplate response in a story like this. I'm kidding.
They're from Imlay City.
It doesn't seem like that always happens. Wait, when Michigan State had the couch burnies, oh, those are all townies.
Townies.
Oh, those weren't right. students.
That's right, yeah.
Outside agitators.
Sticking with it.
stick with Dr. Kalmar.
Yeah.
Did you read the Mace supporters?
I know. If there's one good thing to come out of this story, it's that Brandon and his nemesis from high school, Dr. Kelmer, have patched things up.
I think so. I respect him. And I look back and I realize I was wrong in my ways as a sophomore and a freshman. And
oh, wow. You lost.
I think he's proud of you because he thinks you hit the big time. Somebody told him,
he hit
Brandon's
the big
on
time.
The show.
He's a doctor.
I know. But he can't write prescriptions. Don't get too carried away about his DR thing.
I think he's probably pretty proud of himself because you were a special project and your success. You're cobbling a life together.
That's right.
You own a home. You have a child.
I do.
Crosby resident Steve Moody estimated 20 Denby supporters stood behind a police barricade outside Ford Field. Thanks for the podcast. Some used a megaphone. Thanks for the podcast. A voice of pleasure about the postgame fracas during the previous weeks. What is wrong with people? Police coverage is pretty heavy. They were ways away from us. Who's Moody? Oh, Croswell resident Steve Moody recalled. I think they're voicing their opinions, not being out of control. I don't think anyone was here to cause issues, just to voice opinions.
Element one lady.
Defeated Denby to earn its first appearance in state finals. Some of Denby's players are exiting the field. Some fans got into a racially charged argument with Denby's players. Racial slurs and food were hurled at the players. Now, I never heard food. I heard they spit.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Before, so. Garbage was thrown. That was said.
Heads up!
It needs to be pointed out, too, that the Elmont players were not involved.
No, they weren't even near this.
That's a big deal, yeah.
I think it's a huge deal. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, they get to be the focus of it, which sucks for them.
One Bimby supporter attended Elmont State final game against Lansing Catholic, confronted Elmont's fans. Okay, we kind of covered that. Prosecute Elmont spelling. Everyone's reporting that accurately. Moody captured the one on video. She said, okay, thanks for the podcast, Saginaw Paper. Jeez.
Oh, that one's not the Saginaw Paper.
Oh, what's this one?
That's the Freep one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they
Port Huron Times Herald.
Yeah.
Oh, they reprinted the same story?
That's Port Huron? Okay.
Incorrect correction?
I thought you said it was...
That's the one on your right hand that you're leaning on. That's not the one that I gave you.
It isn't?
No.
What?
That's the one I gave
Wait,
you.
Wait, oh.
From the Port Huron Times Herald.
Did they? I think they reprinted the story I was just talking about. I'm going, when am I running this new material? Okay, you're right, Brandon. Those of you who came up with high school football, so you heard about the drama between Detroit, Deadman, Elmont, Deadman, Elmont fast off the semifinals game was called early due to excessive penalties. No one's talking about how there were cops at the game even before the fights broke out because Denby players had gotten into it with the team they played the previous weekend. No one's talking about how Denby players refused to shake hands with Elmont players after the game because their coach couldn't guarantee Elmont's safety. No one's talking about how Denby went into the Walled Lake Central School where the game was held and damaged lockers and trophy cases.
What?
No one's talking about how many threats Elmont has received in the days since the game. No, people have talked about that.
A lot.
You know, why this is one of those things where we're going, okay, I don't believe the media anymore, so who do I believe here? Did they really damage trophy cases? Can you email Dr. Kalmar back, Brandon?
How do they get into a school, though? Schools have security now.
Yeah. Well, the locker room. They go to probably
okay.
to go through
oh, well,
the
they
room.
Were in the locker room. Oh, I see.
Yeah, they were probably I angry. And they damaged lockers and trophy cases. No one's talking about it, though. Why? Because the papers covering it in the first place, the papers that anyone cares about are based in Detroit. They're hardly going to show a home team in a negative light.
Wait a second. Oh, whatever.
Now, this is... What's this from, Brandon?
I think it's the SBSU student paper.
So people in Elmont don't read or consume the Detroit media? Saginaw Valley State.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's making its rounds.
That's a powerful collegiate paper.
It is. My wife's alma mater.
Yeah, she's also Elmont.
Mentioned
the ties are too tight between Elmont and SBSU.
I think the author is originally from Elmont, so...
Hmm. They're going to mention that the person who may or may not have thrown racial slurs at Denby players after the game wasn't associated with Elmont. They're going to mention that Denby players were shoving Elmont band members who just happened to be in their way.
I thought it was a band attacking them.
I'm kind of worried about this guy that wasn't associated.
No, the band made a chant.
Bands aren't really known to be feisty. And
yeah,
I know, that's
jocks.
Why I'm so surprised.
Football players
going
after
they are.
Band people? I mean, really?
Yeah, they are. We've talked about this before. You've seen that in college where some of the students and band members get into it.
Really?
I've seen people in football uniforms typically
is anybody concerned about this guy that quote unquote isn't associated with Alma, just goes to this game to watch
where is this guy?
And then goes decides to pick fights? Like, what a psycho.
It's probably a family member or something.
Of course.
He's not gonna show up to Walled Lake for nothing.
Don't act like he's just some guy that's a big fan of high school semifinal playoff games.
They're gonna mention the video of Denby players climbing into the stands to attack Almont spectators.
They all mentioned it. Yeah, that's why it was a story, because there was a video.
Was that on Twitter? Was that
everywhere?
Was it? You are fake news.
The Romeo Rambler is the one that put that
Romeo Rambler.
There's so many newspapers I didn't know about.
They aren't going to mention that the game officials commended Almont football players for keeping calm despite repeated illegal hits from the other team.
They actually did mention that.
They quoted the Denby coaches suggesting the officials were screwing Denby because.
Yeah, but the Free Press article mentioned the Almont.
Well, all the personal foul calls. They're going to mention that Almont had to take unmarked buses to finals, and fans were told not to wear anything visibly Almont because Denby threatened to come to Ford Field and attack anyone wearing orange and black. No, it's all about what we did. We're the white country hicks who drive tractors to school and throw racial slurs at visitors and feign innocence. Well, guess what? Almont never claimed to be innocent in all this. Detroit Free Press. This Hannah Beach.
Story.
I want Hannah Beach to get a Drulitzer because I know they don't have the balls to give her a Pulitzer. I'll give her a Drulitzer for this journalism.
Oh, wow.
What's her name?
Hannah Beach.
Hannah Beach.
Did anybody go through her Twitter to see if she had any old tweets?
Not yet.
Great idea.
I'm not doing it.
I went through someone's Twitter today, by the way.
Oh, really?
Second time for the N-word? No, in the last week. I'll get to it a little later. It's pretty stupid.
Good.
I don't get to play the victim of racism card if you've actually done something wrong. You don't get to turn it around on us when we win fair and square. Everything written in the papers has been taken so out of context. Of course, Almont is going to look.
Hannah Beach, Cub reporter.
I think. Yeah. All because of biased journalism, our town's reputation has been trashed. They can't take back what they said. They can't even fix it with an apology. And would they apologize? No. No, they're biased, spinning the story to benefit their home team. We're going to keep up the lies told in the original stories. Thank God for Hannah Beach.
You know,
she's here to tell the truth.
The big thing, though, is her town is basically being labeled a racist town. And that's not the case.
It's been complete. No, I think when she says country hicks who like hurling racial slurs, I think that's exactly what I took from the story.
Well, I think my freshman year, the seniors on senior day or whatever, they all drove their tractors.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there was, and those who didn't have tractors drove their riding lawnmowers into school.
Boy, I wanted to take unmarked buses. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, I know. Can't wear your school colors either.
Sheesh. And they found the fans anyway. They probably just listened for the racial slurs. And it was the Almont section.
Do you want to hear some comments on the article from the one the Free Press reposted?
Yeah, why not?
This is a quote from a guy, probably a fake guy. Of course, the hood rats have nothing better to do with their time than protest an issue their players started on the field a week earlier. I went to high school on the east side, and our gym used to host regionals between DPS teams, and a year didn't go by without the ghetto rats brawling.
Yeah, that's not necessary. That's just fueling the fire.
Of course he is. They tried moving the games to 4-7. That didn't change animals' behavior. What a asshole.
Come on.
He came back, too, later to post the woman held the sign that read, "Prosecute Almont for hate crimes." Did the lady have her 5-year-old child make the sign for her? I guess the 5-year-old can spell better than the protester.
Sick burn.
I know, there's nothing like a protest with a misspelled sign. It really takes the wind
of
what you're doing.
There's some great protests today.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And a great chant.
A couple.
Two. Is there any audio of that chant? I'd love to hear chant.
I will look at Twitter.
All right. And while you're doing that, Trudy, can you handle this? I see you're busy on your phone. You doing show prep, Trudy? What's going on your phone?
Noise. I was setting up an entertainer for the show. No,
all right.
I was actually figuring out what my hair appointment was on.
What?
Well, because it conflicts.
She's in the Maz chair.
No, it's not.
Needs
that.
Needs a haircut.
It conflicts with something that I'm supposed to do.
Ring
the bell for the Salvation Army.
Mm. Oh, my. I'm glad you volunteered for that.
You don't like my hair, do you?
Because I know WLZ would never assign you something like that.
No, it's one.
Was that a man or a woman? Oh, because he needs a haircut more than I do.
They drive every day of the year and get food out to people who need it. So it's a really good thing to do.
I understand WLSE had a good rating book, too.
Yeah.
I heard that in Through the Grapevine.
Yeah.
So our Saturday and Sunday morning 7 to 9 a.m. show is obviously killing it. Or there's no way they would have done better.
Hey. If you've got a hole, she's filling it.
I'm gonna fill you up.
She's gonna fill you up. Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3 on WLLZ.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
Yeah.
Apparently, Brandon isn't the only one nailing the trifectas and locks of the week. Suddenly, Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, and all the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are busting in on Brandon's territory. For a short time, Zot Ford and Holly is offering their lock of the month with a never-before trifecta that will get more than double your paycheck. More than double it because for this reason. Part one, 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, on top of 0%, you will make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. And finally, lock of all locks. Part three, in addition to 0%, no payment for 90 days. Zot Ford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash.
Yeah. Sold.
Zot Ford will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take that cash and purchase loved ones' gifts for the holidays. Go pay bills. Or take your family up on the dream vacation of a lifetime. Your choice. Pick up the phone. Call Anthony to demand that he activate your lock trifecta for the month with 0% financing, no payment until after the holidays, and $7,000.
Give me your manliest car.
In your pocket. 248-215-5151 is the magic number. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony before Brandon tries to put the kibosh on Zot Ford's ultimate lock. And Dr. Yaldo wants to remind you that December is gift-giving time. How about giving yourself the gift of sight, 20/20 vision, or better than 20/20? And the only way to have precision near and far vision without glasses, contacts, and the utterly annoying readers is with safe, reliable, state-of-the-art procedures like those that you get at the Yaldo Eye Center, Michigan's number one eye clinic. Custom LASIK offered by Dr. Yaldo gives most of his patients better than 20/20.
I can't see real good.
Medical standard for perfect vision. And his multifocal lens exchange for people 45 and older will forever eliminate the need for reading glasses along with 20/20 far vision. And if you have a Flex or health savings account that expires at the year's end, and this is really super important because you have, what, 23 days now to use it towards the best gift you can give yourself no matter when you come in for your procedure. Find out what works for you. The evaluation is free. Get the best and pay the least. Dr. Yaldo will also gladly beat any competing offer you may have gotten elsewhere. Call 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
I love your eyes.
Oh, some of the best pieces of pizza I've ever had.
Isn't
it good? Oh, my God, was that good? Oh. It really was. And
pig snop.
You know.
did you see in broadcast news the announcement of the WWJ afternoon drive people?
Yeah. What? No.
Yeah.
What happened?
Jackie Paige and Jason Scott. I don't know who Jason Scott is, but Jackie Paige has been around for years and years.
Everybody loves Jackie
Paige.
Great.
Yeah. And so she's got that slot there in the 2 to 7. But Roberta Giacina, it is noteworthy that she is still holding that anchor from 5 to 10 a.m.
So. Oh, 5 to 10?
Yeah. Wow.
How long
whenever
has she been,
she shows up to town.
How long has she been just seeing in?
Forever.
A long time.
Forever, right?
Yeah.
God.
Who was the guy she worked with the big voice?
Oh, he's big.
And he actually resigned on the air, I believe.
Bob? No.
Last show, he just said this is my last show.
Hey, sure. That's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing Joe, was radio?
It, was it Joe?
Joe,
Mick something?
No.
Oh, my God. Joe. Yeah, you
remember Bowl? I can't remember.
Crazy Joe DiVola.
It's been a while.
It was a million years, though, hammered into our heads. And
the hell was his name?
I love, though, Roberta, whenever it was bad weather and she was just seeing in, she would always call to do a weather report
Joe Donovan.
Right.
She'd call before 5 o'clock to act like, hey, I'm on the air early today because I'm in my car calling this report, even though I'm late.
Right.
And you're just seen in at 5:08.
Brilliant.
to do a road condition report because that's vital.
Smart.
I know it was.
I wonder if Roberta Giacina is aware of Joe Seening and.
Oh yeah,
I feel like she has
is.
To be by
I totally
now.
Totally think she.
Well, it's her move. She invented it. Why wouldn't she be aware?
It's her move.
And Mike Clark stole it. Tried to steal it.
Maybe she doesn't even Busted. Rush. Like when she gets to the door, she probably scurried before. Now she just strolls.
Oh, because
it's a thing.
Yeah, she enjoys the interview. People, the audience goes, when is she going to Joe CNN? I know she's Joe CNN today. I just can feel
it. She might
take
her time.
So much.
If she's early, it's not cool.
I don't feel tardy.
Yeah, like Bo Schembechler, what did he say? If you're on time, you're late. Was that his big saying? For her, if it's on time, you're early.
No, it's not Joe CNN.
Joe CNN. Be there when she's ready to go. She's the straw that stirs the WWJ.
Do you Jacina in to parties and stuff like that?
Oh, God, no one wants to be first to a party.
Yeah.
Is there any worse feeling than being the first person to a party?
No, it's horrible.
I feel like that has to be the unit of measurement for all late arrival business.
It's only eight Jacinas late.
It's so geeky to be early.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I know. But if you're early, you get to leave early.
Yeah, it's true. No, if that's the goal,
you're
is
going
to get
to be
out,
seen.
Get in, get out. Mark asked me about the top 50 music events from 2010 to 2020, because now all these decade things are coming up, and they were doing one on ESPN yesterday or on Fox Sports about the 20 most.
It was Colin Cowherd's. Because you told me, and I said, what does that mean?
I know, it was so stupid. The 20 most
people,
influential athletes or something.
20 people that Colin picked from the decade is basically what it was.
And I'm like, oh, another stupid list. Anyway, the female that's on the show seemed a little icy over the fact that Colin Cowherd didn't pick Colin Kaepernick in his top 20.
Lord.
Well,
she might have a point, though. I mean, he's been a pretty big figure for those years. And he made a Super Bowl before that. But I don't know who the other 20 made-up people were on this made-up list. It's his list, and he can make up whoever he wants to make up to put on it.
So my response immediately was, there aren't enough things that happened between 2010 and 2020 to make a list that long. I'm not even sure there's 10 things that I care about in music in the last 10 years.
Oh,
but
Rolling
maybe
Stone found 50.
Moments, though. What constitutes
where do you want
moment?
I mean, this could be an okay boomer thing, but you started down the list, and I said, okay, let's do the list. Let's go.
So you want me to start at number one or 50, or where do you want to go?
Yeah, start with number one.
Number one is, this is one of those boring but important things. It's Ticketmaster and Live Nation, joining forces. I mean,
Dreamweaver is blasting right now.
They merged, but that's why ticket prices got so expensive. Oh, you're right.
How could it not be something musical?
Well, number two is the Beatles finally getting their music on iTunes.
That's number two?
Yeah, yeah.
How can that be number two?
I don't even have a fucking computer.
They broke up in 1970, and I love them, and
Name
I'm very happy.
Name one other band that's done that.
It's really funny, too, because you think there'd be a good description as to maybe why that's number two, and all it just says is that they ended their digital boycott and dropped their catalog on iTunes. Like, that's the description.
They were bigger than Jesus.
Number three is Rebecca Black.
Oh, my God.
Who sang
that
horrible Friday song.
Friday?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
This was
so painfully trebly.
It sounds like this decade needs to be erased.
Okay, so you know what? They're in chronological order.
Oh, I
what?
See.
I'm guessing because that...
Wait, but the Beatles were in 2015, late 2015. That can't be chronological order!
November 2010.
The end of their digital boycott?
That's what it says, November 2010.
What's it, 20...
I can write a letter to Rolling Stone. I don't
you
know.
Couldn't... Okay. All right.
And then it's...
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
U2's 360 degree tour that no one remembers, I'm assuming.
What?
Who cares?
I think I went to that show and I don't even remember it.
I don't think I went.
Is that the one where the Edge fell off the stage?
Hello, hello.
Probably.
I remember that.
I think it's the one where they were going to perform and then they had to cancel it and then they rescheduled like 2 years later in East Lansing. They couldn't play it here because of that stupid giant spaceship that was their stage was too tall.
I do remember it just barely. But anyway, just keep rolling.
Spotify. Coming to America.
Ooh.
Call Me Maybe.
What?
Call Me Maybe. Yeah, it was viral for, a second.
Okay.
Coachella's Tupac hologram. Very, very important. I will say that should be on there.
Yeah. That made South Park, so that was important.
You're so confused. Remember they put the
I know.
Everybody wants to be a hologram now.
And let it to Ronnie James being a hologram and trying to go on tour until he's short-circuited.
Is the Tupac hologram having a big tour right now? I mean, is it still touring out there for they got big crowds?
But it can if it needs to.
Is it in semi-retirement?
Ronnie James is a demand. You know what's kind of weird about the Ronnie James thing?
His only one hologram be out at a time because it's the same hologram. But they just have to make adjustments.
They just put a different slide in front of the light.
His wife is hosting a birthday party for him this month, and she's going to show up. Her plus one is his hologram.
No.
Yes.
I can't tell if you're joking. That's serious.
This decade is just too stupid already, but keep going.
The next one in line is this cool song, remember?
Oh, Gangnam Style?
Drew's been hearing this a lot lately.
I have. On Gangnam Style.
Yeah, because you showed this to Brooke, right?
Oh, no. She was well acquainted with it. I didn't show. I just watched her watch it. I was surprised.
Once you said that, I showed it to Charlotte. She could not care less about this thing.
Really?
Wow.
I think because it's not in English, racist.
Well, you know, I was joking when I said... where's Baby Shark on the list? And you said, oh, it's 47?
Yeah. So, okay, so it's definitely...
Baby Shark the list?
It's got to be chronological, then. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Harlem Shake? That's on here.
No.
It was a meme for, once again, like a week. Frozen. The movie Frozen.
Wow.
Wait.
This is what I love about this
stuff. What's the movie Frozen?
It doesn't pop on your radar at all, the movie Frozen.
Well, I remember the name.
I've probably seen it 3,000 times.
Is it a kids movie?
It's a Disney movie, yeah.
That's one of the 50 biggest musical things to happen.
Because this song was so huge, the one that Adele Dazeem did, that she sang.
That's how you know her.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Wait, is that really Adele Dazeem or whatever real name?
Adina Menzel, yeah. Okay. She sang that, and now Frozen 2's out, and I think it's... already became the best-selling or quickest cartoon-made movie or something.
I feel like that introduction sounds dumber every time I hear it. And I feel like John Travolta needs to be in the witness protection plan. He needs a new identity.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
He would be, but...
I mean, he pronounced it with such fervor. Adele Dazeem.
I know.
Like...
And could you imagine if someone mispronounced his name, like if they came out and were Jack Travella? You know, they'd be so pissed off about it.
I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy, but it just he you know, the one and only, and then he fucks up her name so badly.
He should go in witness protection as Adele Dazeem. 11 is some Beyonce album. I don't know.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
I see most of these don't even register. Oh, Macklemore, Kendrick Lamar, and some Grammy. I don't even know what that's about.
You're going to love this one.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh, please.
just Shawn Mendes. That's 13.
Oh, God. No.
U2, when they put their album on iTunes and everyone could not get rid of it.
That was such a bummer. I mean, that was the biggest boomerang.
I'm gonna jump forward, see if there's anything else stupid on here. Empire, the TV show Empire.
Wait, because it's about music.
Yeah.
That's
it was a hit for 2 years.
Kind of thin, isn't it?
Yes.
Blurred Lines in the lawsuit. The Blurred Lines lawsuit.
That was a big deal. I was thinking more of the Miley Cyrus performance with Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
With the big number. The one.
Oh, right.
I mean, and to me, that was total idiocy. Just ridiculous. But it got a lot of attention for her, so that's ain't all bad.
Loves attention.
19 is
does.
Carpool Karaoke.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Let's skip forward.
All those things get 50 million views or 100 million views.
Oh, yeah, moving album releases to Friday, which is funny because nobody buys albums anymore. Did you know that for a long time? Like, it took me a long time to realize, albums don't come out on Tuesdays anymore. They come out on Fridays.
Yeah.
No, it took me, honestly, like 6 years to realize.
They're showing a record store, too, by the way, which
doesn't exist
anymore. Does half the population, do they have any idea what that is?
No. No one knows.
Just trying to figure out when I'm ready to give up on this list completely because it's so bad.
23, the Bataclan Theater attack. They also grouped that with the Ariana Grande concert attack.
Oh, they just group it with...
Yeah.
just a terrorist attacks at musical events.
This might be Drew's.
They didn't put in the Las Vegas one. That was a pretty.
Ariana Grande was almost my breaking point. I'm really close.
This might be your breaking point. I kind of want to skip it because it might break you mentally. Hamilton. The soundtrack debuting at number 12 on the Billboard charts.
Oh, please. Fake. I love, that's one of my favorite things that ever has come out of
Larry David. Hey, did you see the teaser? There's a teaser now. Do you know Curb's coming back in January?
Yeah, 10th season. I know, I'm so psyched. Yeah. And I really feel like he was so right that people said you were going to like it, so people felt they were supposed to like it, so they said they liked it, even though they didn't like it, because he didn't like it.
27's Prince's Death. Oh, there's a teaser. Yeah, it's Larry.
Prince's Death 27, that should be way higher.
Well, but it's
chronological. Sorry.
So it kind of ruins the list. Let's see, I'll skip that one. Taylor Swift, Kim, and Kanye fighting out. And Snapchat and whatever. I don't know. Some of these are such bummers. Oh, Old Cellas 31.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money, I guess.
Despacito 32.
Really? Oh, boy.
Boy,
man. How you doing with this list? You're a young guy.
Music's really starting to bum us out now.
I don't know. I mean, I can't really think of anything musically of my taste that's really come out in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but you like 36, Brandon. You're all over this one, the Fire Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that should be
entertaining.
I mean, if this was done, this should be done in order. It'd be more interesting if it was in order, because that would be way up there, in my opinion.
The douchiest picture ever of Billy McFarland.
Yeah. Vegas Residencies. Yeah. That really has taken off. Just scrolling through.
But there's been residencies prior to that.
Yeah, but they kind of blew up in this decade. This How about this one? This just says, what to do with R. Kelly and XXXTentacion.
XXXTentacion's dead.
I know, but they mean about playing, keeping their music on or off.
That's stupid.
It is. You're right, Rob.
I can't believe the reverence for XXXTentacion. I mean, why is it that some people are just canceled and you're not allowed to even say you like them? Mm-hmm. And other people who are fucking horrible get this incredible reverence. I mean, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but it's always, you know, because he's dead.
Yeah, but he beat the fuck out of his wife. He tried to, gave her a choice of raping her with what, a barbecue tool or a fork or something? Yeah.
To that point, number 45 is Rap's Never-Ending Police Saga. Tekashi 69, Meek Mill, Bobby Shmurda. TikTok's 46, Baby Shark's 47, Old Town Road, BTS.
Oh, geez. Such turmoil in that band.
The boy band, yeah. And Taylor Swift versus Big Machine.
Oh, for God's sake.
Which, by the way, she gave another interview. Did you see those quotes, those comments?
She's going to own her music again. I think I just saw that she's saying, I'm going to own my music.
She's peddling
the same
bullshit. How
did she work that one thing? She's kind of the master of her own generation of
She's a big
publicity.
Manipulator. You know, it's like I talked about that tweet last week where she says, just don't know what to do. And then she tells the story about how she's being cheated and, you know, she, I don't know my music. And then at the end she says, you know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Sick them.
Well, what? Because you told them what to do?
You're right,
Brandon. Yeah, it is a cult.
She should just do hashtag sick them. But she was talking about all the drama with Vogue. Let's see, where's this? There's a couple quotes in here that'll piss you off.
She really loves portraying herself as a victim with that bank account worth how much?
Oh, God. What's
her net worth?
I don't know. Do you know what her net worth is?
It's near $400
million. So when she was starting off, she said, I worked as hard as I could. Reached out to as many people as I could to make sure I got meetings with publishing companies and labels. They didn't come about very easily, but once I got in the room, I just got on my guitar and I played for them. Which is basically showing the point, like, yes, somebody had to fund you to make you a big star.
Right. Yeah, she would have done anything at the beginning of her career to get a record company behind her to make her happen, because you can't do it on your own. You need some help.
For years, I asked, pleaded for a chance to own my own work. Instead, I was given an opportunity to sign back up to Big Machine Records and earn one album back at a time. one for every
it's
new
not
one
a bad
I
deal,
in.
By the way. I mean, very few people, get that deal. Yeah. All she got to do is she could crank out 6 albums in 3 years.
I walked
and have
away
it all back
because I knew once I signed that contract, Scott Borchetta would sell the label and therefore selling me and my future. Then she says, I had to make the excruciating choice to leave behind my past. But you're not, because all you're doing is whining about it for the last 3 months.
What does she, I mean, is she somehow immune to the world of business where people buy and sell things and people merge? And
in her mind, yeah,
because
she's
Taylor
Swift.
Because she's pretty.
It's all about her.
Vulnerable looking.
You're right. If this was Shawn Mendes, would anybody, well, he's kind of soft. I'm trying to think of someone tough. If this was XXXTentacion, would anybody care?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
No, because she's an attractive woman.
No, because she has 150 million followers, and they all attack the people she told them to attack.
She's the bully.
She really is. Bully.
She is a bully.
She's really the bully.
Once again, every song about breaking up with a guy, she never looks in the mirror.
No.
When's her song called Looking in the Mirror coming out?
Yeah, but isn't she subjecting those poor men to...
Yeah, public humiliation.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal's the worst, apparently.
Really like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Like 5 songs about him.
Despite that.
She pegged him.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I heard.
Okay, no, I don't like any of the Gyllenhaals.
You mentioned Ariana Grande, and I have to say, I just really laughed today when I was watching a story about the AGT versus Gabrielle Union, and they're talking about how she's getting lots of support from Ariana Grande and Ellen. It's like, Ariana Grande, what does she know about this? What do you mean?
Yeah,
just because she likes her, so she says, I'm behind her. So that's news now that Ariana Grande, she doesn't work at NBC.
She has nothing to do with it. She probably has never even seen America's Got Talent.
That's the equivalent. No, I'm sure she hasn't. That's the equivalent of somebody in the NBC news division supporting NBC. I mean, yeah. They would know nothing about it. They wouldn't even work in that. They would know nothing. And she knows nothing. But, you know, just, everybody's got everybody's back.
How about the fact that SAG-AFTRA, because, you know, every actress and actor is in the union, is going to fight this for her now? Oh. I mean, is that really what that union's the for? Union. Very successful actors and actresses?
No.
We take issues of workplace health and safety very seriously. What health and safety issues did she have? Because he smoked?
Oh, because he smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, because he smoked. And because Jay Leno says...
That joke wasn't about her.
Jay Leno, by the way, was asked about it, and he said, I think Gabrielle's a great person. I really like her. Mm-hmm. And they were really trying to press him, and he was really trying to be the good guy that he always seems to be. And apparently the response was that, she's not backing down. I mean, she's really upset about this joke.
It's because
they cut from the show.
It's because no one backs down anymore.
I mean, you're really going to have, you really want guest judges to come in and bring all their sway with them, because Jay Leno's got, I mean, certainly has some sway.
Yeah.
You're trying to bring people to watch the show by having extra, you know, he's a funny guy. He's a comedian. He's a very well-known, about as well-known as almost anyone in the business. And he comes in to do that, and then you're going to attack him for a joke and suggest that, you know, the guy should be canceled or something. Well, who the fuck is going to want to come in and be a guest judge to help your stupid show? What did Jay Leno get out of that?
Nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Headaches.
I'm sure he'd never do it again.
I mean, he's not going to get supported tweets from Ariana Grande or Deborah Messing or Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah, why isn't anyone supporting Jay Leno in this? Shouldn't Jerry Seinfeld be saying, I've got Jay's back?
Ellen Pompeo, by the way, linked it to the way NBC dealt with the Matt Lauer thing.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot to do with each
other.
They're
so similar. Yeah, it's so dumb.
I don't think I know NBC who Ellen Pompeo was if it wasn't for her.
Grey's Anatomy?
Her Twitter activist. I've never watched that show.
No one has.
I mean, I know who she is.
I don't know how
but
that show was a hit.
I don't either.
I don't know how the doctors.
These poor superstars and this horrible mistreatment. I mean, we all know that high-paid talent does not get treated poorly. They get treated very well. All the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted, and when it ends, because your ratings weren't what they should have been, you probably went out the door pretty well off.
I just thought about something too. How well do they treat the contestants on the show?
Yeah. Right.
Like
honestly,
complete shit.
Yeah.
Launched it really kind of shitty. Yeah.
Do they get paid to go on if you're a contestant on that show?
I don't think so.
So it's like college athletes, they're just there to generate revenue.
they get
the commodity for the show.
Don't they get paid if they get picked up?
Do they get an appearance?
Oh no, the contestants.
Oh, well, the following maybe.
They'll get savant.
No, they'll get.
Oh, that's right.
They'll get something. Absolutely, every single time that they're on the show.
Right.
For example, if they get eliminated in week one, they ain't getting no money week two. But you know, the guys who make it deep, they'll get something
week two
every episode. I don't know the exact payment.
What?
It's the same thing that it works the same way with like the other shows, The Bachelor and other elimination shows. You get paid for your screen time, basically.
Hmm. Yeah. How do you know so much about so many things all of a sudden, especially AGT?
Google.
You don't even watch it.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, he does. He turns the channel when it's on.
Yeah, I get home and it's on and I have to change it back to football.
So he at least sees like 10 seconds while he searches for the channel, the remote.
Let me mention Luke Nowacki. For some reason I wanted to mention him too. What did he text me? Luke.
About the terrible stock market today?
Oh, it is?
Oh, no, he did not text me about that. I don't believe.
Manufacturing problems.
Oh, no.
More tariffs too.
Awesome. What are the manufacturing problems?
I got to look for that story. I don't know. I saw it and kind of breezed through it. Manufacturing slagging a little bit.
You're not worried about it because you got tech.
Me? Oh, I'm worried about everything. I want the economy to explode.
Luke, what did you send me that I wanted to talk about? Can you please help me here, Luke? Oh, forget it.
I can't help
you. I'll find it. I'll find it. La, 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 Luke. No, Luke's an outspoken person, and that's why he's the kind of person that you want to lead you into your financial future. If you don't have a financial plan, you should be thinking about one. And he's helping a lot of people who are maybe late in the game, or maybe could they come in at the right time when someone's pregnant with the first child. I wonder how many people come in when they're pregnant with the first kid. Probably none. But you got two incomes. You got kids going to college, 529s. How's the 401k doing? How do you want to avoid total disaster if 2009 repeats? I think Luke would say that 2009 is not going to repeat, at least yet.
No.
But I don't want to speak for Luke. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. He's helped a lot of people with things that really don't even directly help him. Kind of cuts red tape. Like Trudy helped you with health insurance.
He did. Yeah. Before there was Kush, there was Luke.
Yes. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Rural Alliance Associates Corporate, member FINRA, SIPC, Rural Alliance Associates Corporate, separately owned other entities, and our marketing names, product services referenced here, independent of Rural Alliance Associates Corporate. 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki. And you can email Luke at lnowacki at, it's Rural Alliance Associates, isn't it? PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. Duh! Yeah, yeah. L. Nowacki. At PinnacleStrategies.com.
I can read it. I can read it.
One last thing about AGT. I guess Howard kind of railed on them today, particularly Simon Cowell.
He hates him.
Yeah. He hates him.
Yeah. Well, because Cowell was trying to steal his gig back or something? Was that the whole source of the hatred?
Yes.
Yeah.
Howard always brings up that he's with someone's wife. He was banging somebody's wife and they stayed together.
Yeah.
I think it was a friend, too.
Wait, so did
Howard, it was his best friend.
So was Howard ragging AGT for being racist?
Simon for setting it up so he can just keep all the ugly guys on there and get hot new young chicks every time.
I don't
was
think
Howard
generally,
fired from that, or did he leave?
No, I think he was done.
Yeah.
But I think that generally they don't want to change talent.
No.
That's not good.
No.
So if Gabrielle Union was really appealing to their audience, I just don't believe, unless she's a huge pain in the ass. And even then, I don't think they'd do it.
Well, sometimes changing the talent. I mean, look what it's done with The Voice. They keep rotating people, and it brings new fan bases.
Well, I think they've done really well with the people they've brought in, generally. I mean, I find
it's
funny.
Disaster for Idol, though.
Idol's been a disaster. But The Voice, if you notice, they rotate a lot of the old people back in.
Yes.
I mean, there's some definite consistencies in that show.
That's right.
American Idol, the minute Simon Cowell was gone, I mean, that was a...
Yeah. They need to bring Kara back. With the, where that Kara? Kara chick?
Yeah.
Seagrass out!
What happened to her? Who is she? Where'd she go? What's she doing?
She was a big shot songwriter.
Was she? I don't even know.
I mean,
she
said she was.
Yeah. It's not like she was out in the public eye before she was on that show.
They need to bring back when people were actually terrible. Because that's the first couple episodes were great. Right.
That's shaming people now. You can't do that anymore.
Brandon. That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it? Okay, that didn't work out either. Great, I'll just shut up now. The first part was good, though. The second part wasn't good at all. Okay, great. But the first part was wonderful. Was on point. Okay, you want me to continue or should I just keep embarrassing my fucking brother? Okay.
I think I was watching... Is there American Idol in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Isn't there in everywhere? Yeah. Anyway, they were shaming people. I mean, they were having fun with the crappy people, and apparently someone was very upset about it. And I think they apologized.
Of course.
So,
man, isn't the timing ripe, though, for there to be something like that again?
Yeah, there is.
But, I mean, if they would have started out that way, we'd never have.
Talk to me.
Exactly.
Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You let it feel the I'm kicking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. Talk to me.
Hungers.
Tell me your side.
Yeah.
The Hungster.
And that was like L.A. County's IT department in traffic organization. So.
Should we call him for comment?
Yeah, baby. We'll
call Sanjaya's dad for comment.
Always call Sanjaya's dad. There were protests today.
Yeah.
At Bezos's penthouse. And this chant.
Well, first off, when I told you about the story, you said, what were they protesting? And I said, I don't know. Does it matter? Does it matter? Amazon, quote unquote. Turns out they were protesting for three things.
I figured they'd be protesting the working conditions. It sounds like they just really grill people. And, I mean, they've got these quotas that are very high, and they try to get them to set records. Like, hey, aren't you excited to set a record? Like, you know, like you told your little brother, hey, go get my my baseball glove, and if you get back in 10, I'll time you.
I do it to Charlotte all the time. All the time, everything's a competition. She loves it.
But, I mean, when you're making 15 bucks an hour, do you really care if you have a million parts made and or a million orders out?
So they're protesting workers' rights, antitrust laws, and climate change? I don't know. Here's some raw video that Twitter had. Let's see if there's any chance here.
They're in hazmat outfits.
It's a sign that it's got too much stuff on. Amazon delivers broken hearts and broken families.
We will be speaking about why all of these issues with Amazon are important to be addressed. And that is not only a problem of one community.
There's only like 30 people there.
It's a problem that needs to be addressed across the world.
You know...
Is that chant in Spanish? Does Bezos speak Spanish? No one knows what they're saying.
They sound so obnoxious. I just don't want them to get their way. Because I don't like them. I mean, don't they sound like someone you don't want to cave into no matter what?
Oh, I don't know. You might just get them to go away.
The chant was, we're cold, we're wet, and we're holding Amazon in check. What?
It's bad.
That's the worst chant.
Wait, my takeaway from that is that the weather sucks.
Exactly.
Why are you out there then if your chant is about the weather?
Oh, well, it just says that they're willing to go through anything to hold Amazon in check, which, by the way, you know, I read a lot about this because...
Oh, here's the lady. Hang on.
It's not just Amazon. It's all the new tech companies that are being grilled and drilled by their own employees for not being concerned enough about climate change. And, of course, Amazon was part of this. And Amazon is extremely aggressive about climate change. But there's some problems with tech by its nature.
Yeah,
it uses a lot of energy.
Well, Amazon does a lot of deliveries, so I guess...
yes, they do.
The way to beat that is to be more efficient, to use less fuel and workers, less workers.
Or to have your stuff just magically get there.
Use drones.
I don't know what drone... I'm not sure. It's probably very efficient. I don't know.
Drones need electric power.
Amazon is going to be making the most sales, and workers are working extra hard today in crazy conditions just to get people their packages. And it's really unsafe the way that people are working. And this is why we're out here
Stick
today.
Stick to that then. Just go with that.
Okay, it's not like you're just getting your package. People are being treated like trash.
Okay.
Packers suck!
You know, the problem with this story is because I read...
Oh, that's one of the, what do we want? When do we want it? Now. What do we want?
I don't even know what they're chanting for.
It's always, what do we want? Something. When do we want it? Now. Meanwhile, Bezos is upstairs banging that chick away.
And he's so loud he can't hear this.
He should just start banging Lauren Bezos, like by the or what's her name? Lauren Sanchez by the window so they can just watch him bang her.
That'd be hilarious. The thing is.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Now.
If we don't get it.
Now.
If we don't get it.
Amazon will deliver it.
Oh, God. Did somebody just get married?
Lousy protest.
Oh, they need a drum. Somebody what happened to drums?
I can't figure out, honestly, you know, I read this long story. First, the one about climate change, and I felt like it sounds to me like they're very progressive about climate change. But they want to be more progressive. They want guarantees by certain years that you'll do this. And the story that I was much more interested in and sympathetic about was the working conditions and how they drive these people, just drive them. And they have all these, you know, more injuries. They acknowledge it, too. They said, yes, we do have more injuries. But they had a lot of lame company speak. I felt like, but we don't hurry people back because we want them to be okay. So that makes our numbers worse. And I thought, eh, really? I mean, it's all about numbers. I could see Amazon and what's going on there, because they employ a lot of people and they don't pay them much. $15 an hour is okay, but it's not great. And they pay no taxes. And yeah,
why aren't there protests at the Capitol building about the federal tax law that allows them to get away with paying zero in federal tax?
Which isn't their fault, but it is bullshit that they're paying no taxes. But they're paying no taxes. They could pay their people more. They could treat them better. They could have better benefits. I could almost see a rise in unionism because of how big Amazon is and how much fucking money they make, and the fact that they're not really giving much to them. And they got a giant corporate tax cut, too. On top of the zero taxes they pay, they got a tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we have to give them money back.
Oh, my God.
For existing.
You want to know how well this protest worked?
How?
Because today's Cyber Monday. There's a company that, you know, watches Twitter and Facebook and mentions and Reddit and everything. So from the 7-day period, you know, the whole week, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, out of all the mentions, 95% of mentions of Amazon were deemed positive. Because people like to buy stuff and get it the next day.
Yeah. Well, they're
very efficient.
They like
to get deals.
I mean, there's a lot of things about Amazon that really aren't so pretty. And generally, that's true of companies that are that successful. Yep. The way they gobble these other companies up is disgusting. And they put people out of business. But I would think they'd be smart enough to take care of their people. You don't want your... But then there's this other side of me that is a little concerned that these young, whiny young people think they're supposed to...
You're wondering if it's the soft factor that's...
Maybe. But when I was reading about the injuries, it was a lot of people who were like in their 40s and 50s who were saying, yeah, the pace is really fast. I'm getting older. You know, I hurt my shoulder, blah, blah. And
shoulder.
That made me trust the injury reports more.
Well, you know, I mean, if they were union, though, I mean, look at the way the auto companies operated for as long as they did. They make you take a break. They make you go a certain pace.
Oh, I know. No,
you have to.
It's all cyclical.
Yeah.
But in this case, I feel like Amazon is making so much fucking money. This one guy is getting so rich, who, by the way, is not terribly charitable either. Compared to his contemporary billionaires, he's lame. And you got all these people busting their ass for $15 an hour, and it just doesn't feel right. I mean, at least if they were paying a shit ton of taxes, you know, maybe we could all feel a little better about it, but they don't. It just goes in his fucking pocket and his ex-wife's pocket.
Speaking of his contemporaries, Zuckerberg was on CBS This Morning today.
Ooh.
I'm so excited about this.
He started a new initiative, which is really, really cool.
Okay, is he wearing lipstick? Look at his,
I don't know, maybe he was just
coloration.
I have to mention this, in the spirit of going back and watching movies that I liked instead of trying new shitty movies all the time.
Yeah.
I watched The Social Network last night.
Great movie.
It's a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so. Have you seen
Never seen it.
Really?
Ooh, I get to do it too.
The best, well, okay, I won't spoil the
go ahead.
The closing song.
Oh, I know what that is.
Baby, You're a Rich Man.
right. Yeah.
Well, how about the orchestra version of Creep, the Radiohead? Exactly. Or the, right. Not orchestra. What am I
it's
like,
a good soundtrack. Choir, the,
maybe not.
You know what that? You know what that movie does dump on a lot is Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that movie going, what a pile of shit this place. I mean, not that I wasn't already feeling that way over a million things in the last 5 years, but it just looks so
really
lame Zuckerberg and
look
stupid.
Like an asshole too.
Oh, total asshole.
Yeah, and you'd feel okay with Anthony Mason.
Let's see what he's working on today.
You would think he wouldn't be able to get away with that at Harvard. What made him famous?
And Sean Parker, too. What a dick.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about him.
Timberlake plays him. He's good. He does a good job.
Together for a network TV interview. We recently visited the couple at home and at
Zucks
the offices,
and wife, right?
offices couple. Of their philanthropic company, the Chan
Wait,
Zuckerberg
what?
Initiative, known
Why
as
Why is
CZI,
she being interviewed?
Which-
She's going to sit there and support him?
The Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. So
wait.
He's
oh,
not
is this her
first?
Money and a little less of his?
At least Melinda's second. I don't know.
She's first.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
A lot of times she's first.
Why isn't it the Priscilla and Mark Initiative? Why is he going to be Chan Zuckerberg?
What the fuck is that? Is he trying to show
Which
some equality for something that isn't equal?
Her daughter. There's a reason for that.
Maybe. Let's see what he has to say.
They ask her a bunch of questions. I'm going to be pissed.
It's a pretty short interview. There's a little bit of an argument earlier. Could Zuckerberg have done better?
Well, in the movie, she does pretty well. Remember that chick?
She's in a
bathroom
nice.
Stall?
She's really smart.
Wait, did Zuckerberg was never with a chick in a bathroom stall? That's not possible,
oh,
is
hell
it?
Hell no. That's a lab. That's
well, not one that
exaggerated.
With that haircut? No.
With that haircut. She's cute enough. I just, you know, it's... Come on.
He's a billionaire. He's the youngest billionaire in the world.
Look what Bezos is nailing. Look who...
He could have tremendous...
Look at Elon Musk.
First... We spoke with them about the couple.
But as Zeus pointed out earlier, he's a little bit of a robot,
Facebook
so I don't think
right
that
now,
enters his thinking.
The criticism over its handling of political advertising. The main thing now that people are talking about are the political ads, that you don't want to take down political ads that people know are false.
Why is Chan there?
That they
she doesn't
contain
work for the company.
False information.
What I believe is that in a democracy, it's really important that people can see for themselves what politicians are saying so that they can make their own judgments. And, you know, I don't think that a private company should be censoring politicians.
What a dreadful interview already.
Translation.
What is he, a robot?
Translation. Facebook makes a lot of money off these ads, and they're not going anywhere, so cut it out, King.
Do they have a point?
Well, this is clearly a very complex issue, and
she's
a lot of people
if
have,
she doesn't get to answer the next question.
Opinions. At the end of the day, I just think
he started with this is a complex issue. People have opinions at the end of the day, which basically means like I'm not going to answer your question, and what I say goes.
Containing false information. That's the,
I think
that's
that people
issue.
Should be able to judge for themselves the character of politicians.
You were in D.C. recently. It was reported later that you had dinner with the president of the White House. What was the nature of the meeting? Can you say?
Sure. I mean, we talked about a number of things that were on his mind and some of the topics that you'd read about
Zuckerberg
in the news
will put
around,
Gail in her
around
place
around,
about this
our
question.
The dinner was not disclosed by the White House.
What a nothing answer to all these questions.
Fact,
no, he doesn't
news
answer.
Reports.
It did seem awkward.
It came as President Trump was openly was discouraging Facebook.
Oh, the dinner?
Yeah. Him grasping
Listen,
at an answer
say
there?
The optics weren't good. Did he try to lobby you in any way?
Yes. No. I mean, I don't think that that's... That, I think some of the
is
stuff
steam
that
coming off her head yet?
I think gets discussed in these discussions are not really how that works. I also want to respect that it was a private dinner, okay. Right, and it's a private
right.
Discussion.
King.
At the same time, Facebook faces antitrust investigations.
Now,
into
this is supposed to be about
the
Chang Zuckerberg Initiative. Does anybody have any
At
idea what that does?
Why is her name Chang? Isn't she married
US
to Zuckerberg?
Territories
What's going on there?
Are asking if the company engages in anti-competitive
I'm surprised
behavior.
He didn't take her name.
There's no question that there were real issues that that we need to keep
is
on
she
working
sitting
on
there? I can't see this.
Not
Sorry,
by
the way, it's Chan, not Chan.
The
yeah,
enormous
she
good that can be done by bringing people together and building community.
People who know Zuckerberg well say Facebook wouldn't be the company it is today without the influence of his wife,
Fake!
Priscilla
oh,
Chan.
What?
She's a teacher and a doctor.
She doesn't work. She doesn't
Mark
work
and I talk about these issues together.
Sorry,
like,
he was
I
already
also
a billionaire.
Have the lens of being an educator and pediatrician. That's
Wait, whose voice is this? I don't hear Mark Zuckerberg talking.
And individuals and all types
I
of
agree
communities.
With my wife.
And when I zoom out, I also see that
zoom out.
These are societal problems.
Would you these zoom out of this interview?
These are not problems that one person, one company can fix on their own.
I agree with
There's
my wife.
There's not going to be some silver bullet. But we need to work together as a society
for steady progress.
He's so spaced out.
Oh, my God.
Right, no, they're saying nothing.
This is the first part of her answer again. It's basically her running down her credentials as to why
people
her opinion
who know Zuckerberg
is valid.
Well, say Facebook wouldn't be the company it is today without the
influence
of his wife.
Why do they say that? They're stupid.
Priscilla Chan. She's a teacher.
What are these stupid people you're talking to?
When Mark and I talk about these issues together.
Can she write scripts?
I also have the lens of being an educator.
When Mark and I talk about these things together.
I have the lens of being an educator. Shut up!
When Mark and I talk about these things together, he just nods his head and says, yes, honey, and waits till I'm done talking.
The lens?
And pediatrician that's worked deeply.
Start her part over. The lens?
Yeah. That's why she zooms out later.
Oh, my God.
You're right, Tree.
There's no question that there are real issues that that we need to keep on working on it. But I think it's important to not lose track of just the enormous
I went back too
good
far.
That can be done by bringing
the fact
people
that you didn't take your name and you're a billionaire.
Community.
People who know Zuckerberg well say Facebook wouldn't be the company it is today without the
Maybe
influence
be
of his wife, Priscilla Chan. She's a teacher and a doctor.
When Mark and I talk about just these issues one. Together, it's like I also have the lens of being an educator and pediatrician that's worked deeply with families and individuals.
A pediatrician,
and all types
what influence does that have?
And when I zoom out,
wait, pause for
I
a
also see that
a pediatrician. What does that have to do with Facebook?
Because she works, she's a doctor. Family and people. She works with people.
Babies don't know shit about Facebook. They have nothing to do with it.
They're not even allowed on Facebook.
No. Shut up. She can
I
only
agree with
hurt,
my wife.
She can only hurt Facebook. Facebook is killing it. Her influence can only hurt it. It can't get any better. It can't. That is such bullshit. I'm ashamed of Gail King for saying that.
You're right. She can only make it worse.
She can only make it worse. There's
These
no way she can make it better.
How dare you,
These
my
are
wife.
Not problems that one person, one company can fix on their own. There's not going to be
Wait,
some
but
silver
you started
bullet,
them. Why
but
can't
we
you
need to work together as a society for that steady progress.
One company can't solve the problem, but one company could cause it.
True.
There's societal problems that my husband started before we were married.
Oh, my God.
So does anybody
Those
know what
who
the,
know Mark Zuckerberg? Oh, shut up.
Anybody know what the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation does?
No idea.
No.
I'm Who's Chan? Who's that? Is that some IT company
that
head? I mean, does he own YouTube? She? Whoever?
I did notice
whatever?
That the main hospital in San Francisco is still the Zuckerberg Hospital. It's not the Chan Zuckerberg Hospital.
Oh.
Yet.
Well. Wow. Wait, she's not even... Wait, is it Chan Zuckerberg because it's hers? Like her, she took hyphenated Zuckerberg, so it's
no,
Chan Zuckerberg?
No, she didn't take it. She's just Priscilla Chan.
Not even a hyphen?
Nope.
No. She's an educator and a pediatrician. She's Dr. Chan.
It should be she the, can write scripts.
It should be.
No, you can write scripts to babies.
Yeah, you can.
Sure you can.
No, you can't. Babies can't have scripts.
Yeah, they can. They do all the time.
Yes, they do.
Come
up.
How are they going to get to the drugstore?
But she, you know, she has a doctorate. She graduated Harvard and went to med school, too. He never
graduated. Why did she start her own big company?
Do you think she ever says that to me? You didn't even graduate college.
I'm more educated than you.
Instead of bringing his company down, why does she start her own company if she's such a hot shit?
I agree
with my
wife.
Throwing her name in there.
She did. She started the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. It's not even a foundation. It's an initiative. I don't know what that is.
He made all of his shit out of nothing. All you did is latched on to him, Chan. Knock it off.
Tell me what the initiative is.
It's an initiative to get her name out there.
I'm happy to report, though,
she'd do better if it was the Mrs. Zuckerberg initiative. Then we'd know it was his wife.
Oh, the website for the initiative is chanzuckerberg.com. If anybody's
Which
interested.
Was easy to get, by the way.
It's also the name of their kid. It's I forget what the first name
Jackie
is.
Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Oh, man. Am I going to get murdered today for this?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Do you want to start ragging on the YouTube head, too? It was on 60 Minutes.
Save him for tomorrow.
Her. My only point to that is...
Oh, excuse me.
She's president of YouTube, and I was like, oh, how do you get to become president of YouTube? And it turns out she was Google number employee number 16. It's like, oh, how did she get to be the Google employee? Oh, she's the one that rented out her garage to Sergey and it's Larry like, Page.
It's like David Lee Roth having the PA system, getting in Van Halen for it.
Kind of is.
And so, your basement.
Yeah. So when Google started, they do you want to run our marketing department? She was like, yeah. And then in the story, Leslie claims that she's the one that convinced them to buy Google, to buy YouTube. And I'm sitting there going, they just didn't look into it
at all.
They
didn't know what YouTube was.
They didn't run any numbers. She just said, hey, you guys should buy YouTube. And they're like, all right.
What kind of luck is it that someone, hey, you can use my garage, and the next thing you know, you're a billionaire.
When they bought YouTube, they hadn't gotten over the value of her garage yet.
Now, to her defense, I thought she came across very sharp in the interview. She made Leslie watch some pretty horrific videos, too, which was kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Leslie.
Leslie pretended like she was horrified by one. But
Leslie, shut your fucking mouth!
And both of those tech company CEOs say really nothing about how to deal with the shit that's going on.
They're
helping to perpetrate, and their algorithms, perpetrate
profits,
even more.
And they should. They're a business.
Because if they did anything to restrain it, it would cost them money.
Exactly.
Want that.
That is the one thing the YouTube head said, because Leslie was hammering her about responsibility. She's like, hey, if we're responsible for every video, we'd have to monitor and watch every video. There'd be like 10.
Yeah, that's your product.
There'd be like 10 a day put up on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. They could do a much better job than they're doing.
But it's tricky. They can't be responsible for every single thing, can they?
Well, then I kind of the product's a little flawed, isn't it? I mean, it's great that anyone can put anything up, but guess what? We don't really want anyone putting it because people get trained to be ISIS members and they get brainwashed by ISIS, and there's white supremacist videos up.
So
we had a Ford ads in front of them.
To that point, I'll give Leslie a lot.
You can do better than that.
Leslie really challenged her on it. She's like, but your algorithm's like promoting all these other videos that people watch. Which that's where she was really hammering the responsibility. So they've changed that. They've since changed
that. They also eliminate people for algorithms all the time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And they're making a shit ton of money, and they're worth a shit ton of money. Yeah. I mean, that's
YouTube, guys. Just watch YouTube.
You know, you want to think that these young entrepreneurs like Bezos and Zuckerberg and these amazing people and their amazing ideas and Uber and, on and on and on. That they're younger. They probably care about the environment and being good to people. And no, they're fucking assholes. They're like the rapper barons.
Well,
they're horrible.
Yeah,
they don't really have to figure out or extrapolate to the consequences of what their product does. That's the thing.
No,
they just throw it out there.
Yeah. It's 50 people are murdered. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like turning loose kind of a beast and then not knowing what to do about it.
And you know what? If you're 20 years old, I'm sure you go, well, they can't look at every video. Well, no, of course they can't. But that's the part that's really interesting, that we no longer feel anyone has responsibility for their product. And I could go into Airbnb and what a shit job they do of vetting and Uber and their sexual assaults, the drivers and the, some of the crap people that are driving people around in Uber cars. Mm. I mean, honest to God, wouldn't you think they'd try a little harder? Because the problem is not that they don't make enough money. Oh, we can't afford to vet these properties that we're taking this money out of when people rent out their homes or whatever, or that, or they put up fake pictures. You got to find that out and then tell us, and then we'll not do shit about it.
Yeah.
Except we'll take it down.
And then when they try to threaten legislation, they're like, freedom of speech. So there it is. And you're back in square one.
What's going to happen? They're going to end up writing the legislation.
Right.
You know they will.
Sure.
Oh, because they can afford to spend all the money in the world on lobbyists. Mm-hmm. They apparently can't afford to have a couple more people, but I'm sure they can afford the lobbying. So, there's like three things that I don't want to talk about all three of these today because people will get angry. But this one I think is really – this story pissed me off. And I don't want to keep harping on the same – topic, but I just thought it was really interesting, and there's an angle to it, and that's the Starbucks, who keeps finding their way into these horrible stories.
Yeah.
You know, the two people who didn't buy anything in Philadelphia, and they're like, hey, you're taking up a table, it's busy, you gotta buy something. We have to buy something. Well, then get out of here. We're not leaving. We're not buying anything until our friends get here. And then the manager calls the police, and it turned into this big racial thing, and Starbucks shuts down and announces that anyone can come to Starbucks now. And by the way, have you heard that Starbucks business is down since they came up with that policy?
What?
And I'm going to get racial here.
Well, I mean, it's a running joke after we work out when we go to Starbucks that, hey, the homeless area is open because there's a group of homeless people. They're almost always in those chairs, and they're the really nice chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And prime chairs.
And apparently
they're first.
The bathrooms are very busy, too, because people come in there to do all kinds of stuff, you know, and to get warm. And, you know, you can, because they said you can. So anyway, but remember, they shut down the entire company. Well, a barista has pig printed on 5 cups of coffee for 5 first responders, police, on Thanksgiving Day.
Come on.
And this is on the heels of, it wasn't in the immediate past, but it was a few months ago, the police officer at the Tempe Starbucks who was told, you either have to move or leave because you're triggering this person who's having to look at you because they don't like police. They think police are racists. So Starbucks in both cases apologized. And in the new case, they fired the barista. of course, no need to shut the company down over first responders being disrespected or insulted or called pigs or told to leave or whatever. I mean, we wouldn't shut the company down for that, but we do apologize. Anyway, now, today I read a story about, and this wasn't just in one place. It wasn't, not everyone was picking up, but a lot of people were, that now the daughter of the chief of the police, relating to the 5 cops that had the pig printed on their coffee cups. Mm-hmm. The chief's daughter says her dad is a pig and a racist.
What?
And then she goes on to say,
"You're not getting anything for Christmas."
They've been estranged for years, but she's probably in her 20s, Brandon.
Yeah, she's in her 20s.
Takes lots of selfies.
She hot.
She's cute. She's kind of pretty. Real cute. Yeah.
And she goes on after bashing her father, who, by the way, didn't buy coffee. It was his 5 police officers. He's the chief. He wasn't there. He posted something about, hey, this is terrible. You know, they printed pig on these 5 first responders' cups of coffee on Thanksgiving Day when they're out protecting the community, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, she comes out, the chief. He wasn't even there, but she decides to say that he is a pig and he is a racist, even though he really has nothing to do with the story.
Did the barista know this?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy wasn't even there.
I know, but
she wouldn't know it anyway.
Who cares? They're not connected.
It's ridiculous. And
by the way, Starbucks fired that. Didn't they fire the?
Yeah, they fired the barista. But she goes on to say, and it's obvious to me that she's taunting police in general because she says she wants to thank baristas for their service.
Fuck you.
I'm reading this going, who is this fucking bitch? You haven't even said her name yet. She has a Twitter handle using the last name of the chief. I go on to read the rest of the story, and they say they don't have her first name. They don't know what her first name is. They just took the tweet and ran with it. Big fucking story. It's in New York Post. It's in the Daily Mail. It's in a number of places.
Was it verified that it was?
No, not really.
Really?
It really wasn't. Was it, Brandon?
Well, if you don't have a
first name. They don't know her first name.
How can you guarantee that it's actually his daughter? I'm assuming it is.
I would think they would assumed reach it was, out to too. Her, find a way to reach out to her.
This is what.
It's not very journalistic, is it?
No, it's incredible. It's like another new low.
So they didn't verify that it really was. Was it not his daughter?
No, I'm like Brandon. I assume it's his daughter, but they never said what her first name is in the whole story. And they did say her Twitter handle is the last name of the chief. In other words, it could be his daughter, but we don't know the rest of her name.
They didn't verify it.
No, they didn't.
That's pretty bad.
They did print a number of her selfies. And what's interesting is I felt like they could have told us more because I looked at her Twitter because I'm like, okay, what's going on here? I mean, she's estranged from this guy. Obviously, there's bad blood. I mean, is this guy really horrible? What's her deal? So I start reading her tweets, and she sounds like a fucking idiot. Brandon, what was the...
You needed more evidence than the one that the news...
No, I really didn't. I mean, it was a nasty... The whole thing, you know, thanks to the baristas for their service, said it all to me. It's like, well, that's really rotten.
I mean, just for example, her most recent tweet is just, chilling, Thanksgiving leftover crumbs on my titties.
she has one. She has one before that where she says that all these guys that are interested in her just want to fuck her, and so she's not going to fuck any more guys.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Well, I think she had a few thousand followers. Well, this story has she's all the way up to 18,000. It's exploded. She'll be an influencer. She's got a half a million likes on that comment about the cops being pigs, her dad being a pig. Now, granted, she probably knows her dad better than a lot of people, and she probably did hear her dad say some pretty racist stuff.
But we don't know that. And I mean, it's very. I'm not saying it's not possible either. But first of all, can we know who this fucking is? If we had her first name, we could also know a little bit more about her and if she's a credible person and what she does. I think her tweets are like, she sounds like a moron. She doesn't sound. I don't know. Did you read much of her Twitter, Brandon?
Well, she doesn't. She's got a lot of activity on there. So she's always retweeting and liking stuff. So,
but her tweets is what I'm talking about. She sounds like an absolute idiot.
And that's why it was hard for me to see some of her tweets, because she probably retweets, I'd say, about 40 things a day. So it's really hard to find the ones that she actually writes.
So anyway, yeah, some obviously people just loved that, you know, the chief of the five people that were called pigs is a horrible person. And so that just goes around the world viral.
Of course, the Daily Mail names her.
Oh, nice. They got her name?
Yeah, they. I guess she
didn't have it earlier. I read it earlier. I swear.
I believe you.
What is her name?
Lauren. Lauren told Daily Mail she tweeted the missive because she thought her dad was being a dramatic asshole. They were just two teenage girls at Starbucks. It was a dumb joke.
No. Wow, it's not a dumb joke when you say it about someone else.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah, she is cute. I'll give her that.
She hoped that her father, who she has not spoken to in years, saw a post about him. She had, I've been talking to my dad in years. LOL, this is awkward. Oh, she tweeted that.
LOL?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So you're mad at your dad. So you...
Lauren said that the same deputy who had gone on the coffee run had been tasked by her dad to phone her mom to get her to remove the post from Twitter. What the fuck is going on? Who cares? Wow.
Well, yeah. Would you want your daughter tweeting that out?
Who cares about that part? About the same deputy.
Oh, because she thinks it's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a bitch.
No, she's a total bitch. She's got huge green blobs on her arms, by the way.
Got a nose ring, too.
No, she's hot. I'm trying to see if there's anything else.
Did you guys talk about Olivia Jade yesterday, breaking her silence and coming back?
Sorry, someone even commented on her.
By the way, why was that fucking news today?
Was there a big outrage that she hasn't posted anything? So she needed to come back for
people? No one cared. I don't think anyone cared. I really don't think they
did. The world was okay without her being in it.
Maybe there's an outcry that I missed. But this morning on the Today Show, they did a story. She breaks her silence. She said nothing.
No.
She said absolutely nothing. And he kind of sort of said, well, she broke her silence. She finally broke her silence. She's back on YouTube. But she really didn't say anything about this, but she promised she's going to say more later. It's like, oh, my God. How is she that big a draw?
And she's doing it for the people.
And she missed them so much.
She didn't say anything.
What is her contribution?
Looking hot.
Sucking money out of people on YouTube, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a sweet police chase today.
Where?
I see. Brandon, did you pull it up?
I'm always up for police.
Normally a police chase can go in one ear out the other, but great ending.
Right here, that is the vehicle here that police are in.
It's got a moonroof. He's sticking something out of the moonroof.
Just this pop up into our screen right here.
Please tell me they're not going to shoot a black guy in the back at the end of this.
No.
Hey, but this guy's going very slow through intersection.
Yeah, what? He stopped to turn left.
That's not a very good chase.
He's really safe.
He's too safe.
Can get away.
Come on. You know there's
why don't they just drive in front of him?
There's going to be a moment.
They could run up next to the car.
Mark, is he going to go fast eventually?
We'll go skip forward, Brandon. Let's see if he picks up a little bit.
Go. Be free. Be free.
No, he's doing about 25-30 there.
He's telling me he's going to speed up.
Side streets. Big intersection coming up. Here we go. He creeps through it.
Oh,
what?
With that, wow. Exciting, right?
No, you're not going to get away going that speed.
Go faster.
Floor it. Be free.
Oh, now the cop's floored. He's right next to him. Go.
He had a head start on the guy.
But we're not able to do that. Once you go above 35 miles per hour, very hard, and also police just do not want to do that situation.
Over 35?
Yes.
A four-way highway, isn't it?
Yeah, you're nerd.
Look at him. Always turn around the median.
Oh, no, see, that was a good turn. No.
Look how soft the cops have to be now.
Going down the side road.
God forbid anybody chases someone.
Oh, door open.
Let's jump out.
What?
Door open now.
Oh, man.
Where are the cops? Why aren't they chasing? They can run up and pull him out the door!
I know.
This might be the end of it.
He's sticking his head out. I think they might be worried he has a gun.
Law enforcement there.
I guess there's that.
Oh, here you go, SUV. Pulling up next to him, and he floors it.
Tried to. Tried. Man, what is this? This is a game of chicken right now.
All right, they got him blocked in now. He's screwed.
You just don't know who you're dealing
with. Oh, he's fucked, isn't he?
Situation. Oh, he's out. He's running.
What?
Watch this move. He's got his hands up. Hands up, pulls his pants back up.
Got there.
Here you go. Arrest me.
Yoink.
No, it was a fake out.
He could get away. What? This is bizarre. You got
it's like he's playing wall ball.
Police officers and now the takedown. Spear the queer. Right there on the sidewalk.
He's trying to get away from like eight cops.
I know. I just like that move.
He runs right towards him, though. That's kind of a
I know. And then he deked him at the last second. Like, I want you to arrest me. See ya.
Shouldn't he have done a spin move like Lamar Jackson style?
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Psych.
I just like that ending.
Huh. That was the worst driving possibly ever.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's fuel efficient. It's a fuel efficient police chase.
Oh, my God.
Please slow down.
Oh.
Please.
Okay, so the story. I'm going to have to qualify this story so many times so people don't get pissed. I don't even know if it's worth telling. Greta Thunberg.
Oh, no. I hear the anger on both sides.
And this story was not.
How dare you?
It's not a story that everybody was putting out there because it's. I just don't think it's going to be something. It's going to be a lot of people mad about it, which I would think would be clickbait. But
you are failing us.
Maybe it's just the wrong thing to talk about. But anyway, it's a story about how Greta Thunberg, and I'm not making any statement about climate change here or about her for that matter. The story is about how she has this catamaran that she's been traveling on, you know, to get from country to country. Now she's going to Portugal from the States?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wherever. It's a long trip. And the idea is that she saves 2 to 3 carbon tons by going on the catamaran.
Yeah, she could save even more if she was just back in school.
Right.
Yes.
She could save a lot of carbon. That
well,
way.
She wouldn't use
it. I should be back in school.
And they pointed out.
Could anyone order a hero?
Apparently, the catamaran has a YouTube channel or something, or it's on a YouTube channel, which I thought was like, what? Who goes there?
Is she live streaming her catamaran?
Oh, I bet she is.
I don't know. There were pictures, though. But anyway, it was discovered in the YouTube thing that it's got a diesel engine, and use it some, and oh, boy, maybe it's a little bigger footprint than we thought. But she's trying, and she's got the right idea. Oh, but wait a second. The skipper
racist tweets.
No, Skipper, no, oh, no, oh. You're in the right ballpark.
Oh, but, really?
Well, not really, but kind of.
He's been arrested.
The yacht skipper.
Oil tanker.
It's a female, Nikki Henderson, and she's Greta's preferred skipper, apparently. Greta really likes her, and she loves Greta, and she believes in this, too. She had to fly from Europe to the U.S. to skipper the boat.
Oh, we'll get here.
Using up all the saved carbon emissions.
Oh, holy shit.
So if Greta had flown to Portugal, she would have used less carbon than flying the skipper from Britain.
Mm.
She should be back in school and she would have figured that out.
She should say that.
That plane would be flying anyway. I'm not sure it was a commercial flight. They didn't say in the story.
School.
Scandal.
I mean, she needed her like lickety split. I don't think it was one of these things where she had a lot of notice. She just decided she was going to this Portugal thing. And this was funny, too. They had changed the location of this climate event she was going to.
Are they screwing with her?
But yeah, it almost sounded like somebody was screwing with her.
We will never forgive you.
Sorry.
I was more amused by the fact that someone went to the trouble to find all this shit out. I mean, it's like, look at all the little tattletales we have. The catamaran skipper flew from Britain and used 2 to 3 tons of carbon.
I mean, can anyone do anything?
No. It's never about the message anymore.
I think Greta Thunberg is, she's annoying. I don't like being lectured by a 16-year-old. I don't hate her message. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I just, do we have to be such tattletales about everyone all the time? Can anyone ever do anything well-meaning without being busted for a racist tweet or a few carbon emissions?
Not anymore.
And I laughed while I was reading the story. I felt like a jerk, but I was laughing because it's just so 2020,
it's really funny.
2019.
Yeah. Right.
Ugh.
What is she going to do next, I wonder?
I was about 8 years old. I first heard about something called climate change.
Guess what this
or
is.
Global warming.
Is this her related speech?
Apparently that
Where?
Was something
this
humans
live?
Had created
what
by
kind
our
of speech
way of
is
living.
It?
I was
TED
told
talk.
To turn
oh,
off the
no!
lights to save energy.
She had a TED talk.
And to recycle paper.
And it's packed.
To save
the
resources.
Because they're forced to go. Somebody hired her and said, you
I
have to go.
That it was
you
very
work
strange
for me. You need to learn this.
That humans,
in case
I
get sued when you use too many carbon emissions
others,
with my company.
Could be capable of changing the Earth's climate.
Let's see if she like starts dancing
because
or something.
If
Let's
we were,
jump forward 2 minutes. Oh, they're cheering.
For those of us who are
they, thought
was, Trump,
they thought it was over.
Almost everything is black or white. We aren't very good at lying, and we usually don't enjoy participating in the social game that the rest of you seem so fond of.
That was a joke?
I think
joke?
In many
that's
ways
kind of a,
that
that's
we
kind
autistic
of a rag.
Not
joke, and
but they never
laugh.
Even mention it.
Can this kid lighten up just a little bit?
Nor does anyone ever mention
I'm
the
in the
greenhouse
world. People
gases
are dying, Drew.
Already locked in the system.
Yeah.
Nor that air pollution is hiding a warming. So that when we stop burning fossil fuels, we already
okay,
have
then
an extra level
she
of warming,
phone, does she?
Perhaps as high as 0.5 to 1.1
sure
degrees
that?
Celsius.
Do her parents not have a phone either?
Because how
can look
we
all
expect
this up?
Countries like India,
well,
I'm
have to count on somebody to come
to
up with a story
about
on
the climate crisis.
We somebody will tell
already
on her.
Have everything.
Just when you think it couldn't
don't
get more boring, she starts
about
talking about India and Nigeria.
To the Paris
oh my
Agreement.
God!
It's weird though. She's
no one is acting as if we were in a crisis.
Would someone choose to? Would someone
even
really choose to go to this?
Or green
I'm asking. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
yeah. People love lectures
for sure.
Eating meat and dairy.
Ooh.
I just,
solve the climate crisis.
I just can't believe there's an adult who understands this issue that needs to go hear her lecture
work.
Them about this.
Because if it would have, the emissions would have gone down by now. They haven't. And yes, we do need
I was really
hope.
Quite certain that there's
of
something about TED Talks that I didn't know.
But
that
the
I was
one
get
thing we need more
schooled
than hope
on.
Is action.
No, not at all.
No, they're boring.
Once we start to act,
and their lectures
hope is everywhere. So instead of looking for hope, look for action.
Okay.
We're almost
enough.
Done. It's almost over. Oh, look at that rousing. Oh, she got. Ooh, standing ovation.
Fake.
They're standing. It's a standing ovation because they want to get up and leave.
I don't blame them.
Like, but she oh, actually is pretty poised for a person her age to stand up
sure.
there.
Sure.
And actually expound at any length. I mean, not that I'm on her.
Well,
I'm not against her or for her.
It's the messenger,
you know,
not the message.
You know what's kind of interesting? And I've never seen her, I've never watched her give a speech, but somebody, you know, there's always a smart ass. So, somebody sent me
it's
a
all
video.
The George Soros training.
For her? Yeah, probably. Someone sent me a video, and because we'd been talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, she does what she does well, and she's very well-spoken. They said, have you ever seen Greta Thunberg without her script? And it was a video of her, and she's on a panel, and these people are peppering the panel with questions, and she's getting most of the questions, and she's really kind of deferring and humming and hawing, and it was interesting because I was like, wait, that doesn't even sound like the same person.
Well, that makes everything untrue.
I don't know. I don't know.
We didn't express on this.
I mean, she may have some canned speech that she's good at
would you,
delivering.
Could you please tell us what kind
she doesn't
of
have to go to school.
What you are doing here today, what kind of message?
She doesn't have to be social. She just said that.
Doing this
those of you who like to be social then. Beings or whatever,
she's
like we're all assholes.
She has Asperger's.
Well, people can go to school.
Pick a time. Nobody's waiting.
Anybody else on the panel's jumping up?
I'm sorry, what was the first question?
Yeah, she was even bored to spacing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. By doing what you are doing.
I think what we want to send is
the message we want to send is to say that we have had enough. And anyone else wants to ask that question? I can't speak on behalf of everyone.
Anyone wants to
answer? See, to me, that's more she just spaced
she's off
out.
The Thor. She's off the Sora script. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Dead air.
She's a rehearsed child.
I think maybe you should give some questions to the others as well.
What? Why? You always like talking.
Let's move to the questions today.
Wow, look at this.
When does she want to hear other people talk? I mean, that is kind of weird, isn't it?
A little bit. This original. Tiny bit. This is one of the earlier TED Talks.
She's just
this
better
is crazy.
Scolding.
Already know who are going to talk about breaking bones stuff, and of course with technology it never is, so it's very easy
Bezos.
And comparatively speaking to be resilient.
Yeah, I gotta tell
I think
you,
it's also if we look at
you wouldn't know Bezos?
You wouldn't know it was Jeff Bezos unless his name was on it. He looks totally different, doesn't he, Trudy?
God,
it's hard
he
to even
like
get the
hair.
Right analogy for it, and a lot of how we decide how we're supposed
12
to
years
react
old.
To things and what we're
right
supposed
here,
to expect about the future depends on what kind of how we bucket things and how we categorize them.
Bucket?
And so talking about
I think the tempting
oh,
analogy.
He's not buff either. He's really like wormy looking.
He doesn't have his blood boy yet.
He must have taken roids. He is not built anything like that now. I mean, nothing like that.
Roids.
He's got to be. He's got to be roiding. I mean, there's your evidence.
Oh, he plays tennis.
He looked, Mark, I think his head's grown. Don't you think his head's grown?
You're right. Oh, I bet you he went to the same
Barry
place.
Barry Bonds,
yeah.
Roids.
Yeah. Victor Conte. Victor Conte's on the Amazon payroll.
That's why Lauren likes him. His testicles have shrunk. She doesn't have sex with him because he can't, but he loves being buff in his vest.
That's why he wears vests all the time.
I can't blow a load, but
you
I'm buffing my vest.
Hard, no matter how much you try.
How else can I show off my arms? Oh, I know. I'm going to make some vests. Wear a vest.
You know someone told him, you look so good in a vest, Jeff.
Really?
Go get me 50 vests. Every color, every kind of material possible.
Alexa, I need some vests.
Wear that outfit again.
I don't care if I have testicles as long as I look buff in my vests.
Well, there was talk. Didn't he have a blood boy? Wasn't that him?
Yeah, he had
him
a blood Peter boy. Thiel he's got Anastrol and all those great steroids.
The clean and the clear. The clear,
the, clear the clean, HGH. He's doing 20 times my dose, 50 times Trudy's. He's got needles this long for his HGH.
Hey, he's got the money, man. Let him. Good for him.
So today, there was a little court hearing. There was a little court hearing. I felt like a church lady. There was a little court hearing for Hunter Biden.
Oh yeah.
And this is starting to look, I mean, this was bad enough when Trump was just throwing his name around. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? But I got to tell you, this guy is so horrible. He's found to be the father, okay, he's been denying paternity for the entire, I think it's a year and a half or something like that. The girls had the kid a year and a half. She told him as soon as she was pregnant, I'm pregnant. You're going to be a father, blah, blah, blah. He said, nope, it's not me.
I think he
nope,
said,
it's not me.
He said, but we're in a strip club. You can't get pregnant in a strip club.
Where's Hunter?
Then he was complaining.
My buddy told me you can't get pregnant in a strip club.
He was complaining that he wasn't being served properly, on and on. So this kid, year and a half, she spent $11,000 getting him served and getting him in court. Thanks. Where he finally had to take a DNA test, and he is the father. He impregnated her while he was banging his sister-in-law, mm-hmm. his dead brother's wife, which was while his divorce was being finalized from Catherine's first wife, who, by the way, said that he blew all their money on strippers and prostitutes and drugs.
Oh, my God.
And on and on and on.
Wow.
And then this week it came out that the girl he knocked up was a stripper at the strip club in D.C. where he smoked crack in the VIP room and spent thousands over days.
Oh, my God.
The strip club empire.
Yes. The letter M-P-I-R.
Empire.
So.
Could be umpire.
Today, Hunter Biden was supposed to show up in court with an affidavit had asked for his, let's see, he was supposed to provide financial information, and his attorney showed up. Hunter didn't show up. And the attorney did not have the completed affidavit, which Hunter said he lacks information for the affidavit.
Here is the judge today.
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
So the attorney quit in court today. Said, my client's not here, and he doesn't, I don't have the financial information, and I quit.
Yeah. I quit!
So the judge delayed the financial information.
Both attorneys quit.
Until December the 2nd, which Hunter has already responded to say that he will be unable to complete the affidavit by December the 2nd. They want 3 years of financial records, and he has already somehow managed to, even though he can't do anything else, he's managed to file a protective order of his financial records to spare him embarrassment over significant debts, which I think is his way of saying, I don't have any money.
Yeah.
So good luck getting your $11,000 for court costs, which he's trying to get back, and also child support, obviously. So even though he made $50,000 a month at Burisma for 5 years, he has no money.
Don't you think the reality is I have a lot of money. I don't want anyone to know how much and where it came from and where it's at.
I would say that's pretty much what's going on here. He apparently owes his ex-wife, though, the one before he was banging the sister-in-law,
Kathleen
Biden, he owes her a bunch of money
that
he's not paying. He is such a piece of shit. I mean, it has nothing to do with Ukraine. It really doesn't.
Now, wouldn't the world be a better place if he'd been the one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Joe thinks about that all the time.
I know. That's why he's so kind of confused and flustered.
I know. Life is so shitty.
I mean, why?
This guy is such a bad guy.
Does he owe Kathleen like 25 years worth of alimony or something? Is that what he
He left her in 2016, I think. But they didn't get divorced until 2017. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, they had to divide assets and all that. And apparently, he's not very liquid. Because his $50,000 a month from Burisma, which some people say is $83,000 a month from the Burisma, and a lot of people, naturally, the media wants to know all this stuff, which is why they're demanding it be sealed. He's saying to spare him the embarrassment of the fact that he has these large debts, which I really think is his way of saying, I don't have any money. You can't get money out of me. I don't have any. But I don't know. How could he not have any money? He never went to Ukraine. He was paid $50,000 a month for a nothing job.
Didn't he have to pay taxes on that? Doesn't he have tax returns?
Yeah, he has to pay taxes, I guess. So. But when you add all this together, including the 7 rehabs he's been to, the strip clubs we'd heard about from Kathleen, but apparently the strip clubs were still going on in 2016 and 17, and smoking crack and on and on and on. How does Burisma decide that this is a guy they want on their board?
Maybe they
stay on their board.
He's the perfect guy.
He joined the board, by the way, shortly after he was kicked out of the army for testing positive for cocaine on his first day.
Maybe
after his father swore him in as
they
went
to talk to him for the job. Maybe he took him to a titty bar and they had a blast that night. He spent a lot of money on him.
That's the best.
Like a salesman.
That's the best scenario I can imagine.
Leave it to the Daily Mail, by the way, to get to the bottom of the most important thing in the court hearing today that Hunter didn't show up for. Because she was there, London Roberts.
Yes.
And she was wearing, quote, a striking black and white outfit and 3-inch
heels. She looked
pretty
good. She looked really good, I have to say. She's very hot.
She's, yeah.
Wait, three inch heels are nothing for a stripper, though. That was actually conservative.
Those days are behind her.
Wouldn't you think that Hunter would...
Here she is leaving, Trudy, if you'll see her. See? Did you say that's a striking outfit? Where'd it go? There it is.
Oh.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
I have to say,
when
she holds
winter.
A railing of a stairway, kind of weird. But
I can only think of yes. 5 of his women that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's many, many more, but she's the hottest by far.
Yeah.
And when she got pregnant, wouldn't you think he was?
Well, his current wife.
The new wife, yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. She's a little older than this girl. I think this girl's more. Oh, she's sexier. Well, they're both sexy.
You know, she can dance.
But can you believe...
Yeah, but she has bad taste in men.
I know, really bad. Can you believe all these gorgeous women want to be with this fucking dope?
He's got money. And Mass thinks he's hot.
But he blows it all in strip clubs.
You're right, Trudy. Last name.
Last name.
Yeah. And Mass thinks he's so hot. I bet a lot of women think he's hot. And he's Joe Biden's son. Oh, my God.
How come chicks are into this dude anyway?
But apparently, according to him and his father, he doesn't use his name for anything. He's a private citizen, and he does everything on his own. He doesn't tell Joe anything, and Joe doesn't say anything to anyone.
I mean, his best defense is, does Joe want to talk to this idiot?
No.
Hunter?
Yeah.
right?
Oh, I'm sure he probably doesn't.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but Joe's defense should be, I don't want to talk to this idiot. Look what a mess he is.
That should be his upfront.
Should be his defense.
Yeah. I had a feeling today that these attorneys, I wonder where they came from. Because you would think Joe Biden would be going, you know, Hunter, get off the fucking newspaper and get this shit settled. Right. I'm tired of reading about you and your stupid behavior. But I wonder if Joe can't really step in because he's got to do it on his own. Because if Joe sends his buddies in to fix it up, then it looks like...
Oh, right. Yeah, that he's covering some... Yeah.
So instead, Hunter hires his own attorneys and then doesn't show up and they go, fuck you, we're out of here, bye. Because he's not paying, probably not paying them.
Of course not. Oh, my God.
What a debacle. Yeah,
there's a pretty sweet rally for Joe Biden today.
Did you hear that chant?
Did you ever watch that chant?
For Joe Biden?
Yeah, he was doing an appearance in Iowa. And
wait, chant? Is it the year of the chant, too?
Oh, it is.
Everyone loves a good chant.
So low energy. Check this out.
So chanting was so out.
Fired up! Fired up! Fired up! Fired up!
Fired up what?
Get fired up. Hooray for Joe.
Oh,
it's a bunch of really old people sitting down.
The
too.
Malarkey tour? The No Malarkey tour.
Fired
yeah.
up! Fired up!
Well, they sound so bored.
Do you think when he starts floundering a little bit more in the polls, he'll change the No Malarkey tour to the fuck this shit tour and paint the bus with
you should.
Or this is no more bullshit tour.
You know, if this was the No BS tour, I think it would sound much more interesting.
Yeah, but he uses the word malarkey.
It's, he's just stuck
he's
in an
so
era.
Out of, he's so out of touch.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
I can't understand why he's running. Did you see he bit his wife's finger?
Yeah, that was funny. It was so stupid.
What?
She was, like, pointing him out behind her, and her hand almost hit his face, and he just grabbed her hand and, like that on her finger. Just joking.
Yeah. Dr. Joe Biden.
But some people felt that it was a form of assault. Or disrespect.
What? Really?
Some people.
It's just weird. It's not.
No, it's completely fucking dumb.
Oh, there it is.
It was kind of half funny, actually.
What a nut.
I know. He's so cooked.
You know, honestly, before I saw much of him, I thought this would be a good guy to run.
Yeah.
I wasn't really thinking that much about his age because the last time I saw him was 5 years ago and he seemed okay.
Jeez. I think the reason he didn't run 5 years ago is because he knew the shitstorm was coming with
Hillary.
It was Hillary's turn.
I mean, that happened, but if he had been in good standing, don't you think he would have run?
You know what? Without, I don't,
would all this, this be kid? Happening if I had been elected president?
No, shut up, Hillary.
I don't think Hunter matters that much. It's a sideshow, and it's
really?
Red herring. Yeah,
it's a pretty big sideshow.
I think he felt like all this was going to come out, and it was going to bury him, and then...
I think it was Hillary's time.
I really do, too. Yeah.
Which is so stupid. Her time was 2008, and she lost.
If he could go back in time, he would run.
I think so,
too. He realizes what a mistake it is. I don't think he wants to do it now. He probably feels like he has to.
Why would
he does pull well with one segment, and that's black people.
Which is big.
Very well very with important. Black people. Unlike Buttigieg, I think he's at negative 2%.
You know, honestly...
he's just so bad with black people.
I know this is insane, but I feel like you could just throw a dart at the next Democratic debate, and whoever it hits runs against Trump, and they'll get almost the same percentage of votes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Because they won't vote for Trump. They're not going to go, Buttigieg, I'm voting for Trump. They might not show up.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, because there's some Dems I would vote for and some I wouldn't.
You'd vote for Trump instead?
Yeah, certain people, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Yang or bust.
I don't...
You're a Yang gang?
I like Yang. I like the
I
Yang
like
gang.
Him, too. I do. He's Buttigieg, not going to do anything. I like Buttigieg a
I have
lot,
to tell so. You, you know, this is what I'm kind of doing with people, is if they do something really stupid, then I'm off them. And right now, Buttigieg has gone to the back of the line for the dancing people.
Yeah.
Anybody
no,
dancing
right.
for a politician, something's crazy there. Go to the back of the line.
It is cultish, yeah. And go to the back of the line.
And I think Biden's one step in front of him. Because Biden was just out of it at that last debate.
Yeah, but he did make some really good points once you get past how out of it he was. Because he really is trying to... He's sitting between or standing between Warren and Crazy
Kamala?
Bernie. No, Bernie. And he's, you know, my friends, which he just sounds ancient. He's like, my friend's here. But he's trying to tell them, Your fucking healthcare thing's not going to get past, idiots.
Crazy
That's
brain.
Why it's not going to work. That's basically his message. Yeah. And he's right. It's not going to get past.
He's pretty much of a moderate. I just think the stumbling, bumbling thing is not good when you're 77.
Oh.
Is he 77 or 76?
Can't they, like, temporarily?
Bloomberg's 77.
Put him on Adderall or, you know. New Vigil or something to just
put him on cocaine,
sharpen him up a little.
Get some of Hunter's cocaine.
Yeah. Does that seem like since Trump started calling him Sleepy Joe Biden, he seems sleepy?
Still like clueless.
I mean, and I never thought that Jeb Bush was low energy until Trump said that. It's like a voodoo.
Sleepy Joe, he's a sleepy guy.
I have another strike against Buttigieg.
Obviously, it's a pocket watch. And it keeps pretty good TED time, given the fact that it was made in 1909.
So judge did a TED talk.
Back of the line, budgie.
If you look closely, you'd be able to make out the brand name.
Ah, boring.
He's going to be at the back of my line for a while for this.
Oh, my God,
you know what?
They've
probably all given TED Talks, don't you think?
Let's see. Let's see who else.
I've been Googling him.
Who else?
I haven't seen him.
Biden, I haven't seen Biden do a TED Talk.
Check out Kamala Harris. I bet she's done a TED Talk.
Well, it's not officially a TED Talk, but she's done, you know, a lot of different talks being the Attorney General.
She's not done a TED Talk.
Really? Okay.
She
I like her for
think
that.
Think Out Loud Chicago Idea.
That's okay,
talk.
But a TED Talk is something special, Brandon. It's even more boring.
This is all, I mean.
What about what Minnesota? She, what's her name?
Oh,
Amy
Klobuchar.
Klobuchar?
I can't spell that, so I'm not going to search it.
I can't think of a reason to put her at the back of my line yet, Trudy.
Oh,
but I'll
really?
Think of one.
No, she is not. Oh, you want a reason to put Amy Klobuchar in the back of the line?
I mean,
besides eating a salad with her comb? You know that story, right?
Yeah.
How about the fact that she has really bad jokes?
She's from Minnesota, though.
Remember her? Right? She was done when they launched her campaign and it was snowing.
Although everybody, it got a lot of attention because it was snowing.
She has not done a TED Talk. Who's that? Oh, let's see if Andrew Yang did.
The outro, Brandon.
Oh, for sure he did.
We need to get moving. Oh, Yangster?
He's got to have done one, right?
Yeah.
The Yangster. No, but here he is talking about playing Ted Cruz in basketball.
Yeah, Andrew Yang?
Who hasn't?
He's challenged him in basketball. Well, have you seen that video of Andrew Yang dunking?
He dunks?
Yeah. On like
he's moving way up the line
on
for
a
me.
7 foot rim.
Oh,
never seen that video.
He's
Brandon,
back.
Find
now
it really
he's
quick.
In back
find
of really Buttigieg.
Plus, Yang cried.
If it was 9 feet and he dunked, I might move him up the line.
Remember when Yang cried because that something happened to that lady in the crowd?
Yeah.
He also stage dove. It was pretty weak.
I thought that was kind of cool.
And he did jazzercise. Yang did. Remember he did jazzercise?
Yes. The stupid shit they have to do. I would think they would all be.
Is this him dunking?
Oh, I got to see this.
Well, this is a different one. Well, this is cool.
But he missed the dunk on a 7 foot basket. He hit a bank shot. Is that him in the orange?
Just double dribbled, too.
He dribbled behind his back. I think he thinks he's hot.
Yeah, he does. Totally does.
He probably calls fouls all the time.
I want to see some 6'8 guy play him one on one and just dominate! All right, tomorrow, I know later this week we have Mr. Skin, the top 10 events of 2019, or maybe it's the decade.
Gary
I don't know.
Hoey on Wednesday.
That. Oh, Hoey's Wednesday too. Okay, psyched for that. And is there something else important this week? Oh, yeah, Thursday!
Yes.
KillerCares.org for the silent auction, and we'll be at somewhere that I've been a million times that I can ever
the Lodge.
Lodge
in Kego
Harbor.
Orchard Lake all the way.
We're 7 to 8?
Yes.
Okay.
And it has always been my go-to charity.